Want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C., 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Don and Mike, there'll be no mollycoddling.
Will you see if your mom can give my resume to Dennis Phillips? Because if I could get in a Broadway show, then I would have done it all. Film, television, and theater. The only thing left to be radio. That's just for ugly people.
This episode deals with the inappropriateness of racial invectives and contains coarse racial slurs. Viewer discretion is advised.
Stay tuned for your chance to win big money by naming the celebrity Burp. Only on the Don and Mike Show.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
And yes, the rumors are true. They smoke, they drink, they use bad language in mixed company. They're extremely rich and they can flash more bling than most posses in this room. Rock stars they are, and God bless them for that.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. From D.C. on WJFK, 202-432-1067. And from New York City on WNEW. 877-692-1027. They're ready to believe you. Stop on the rock. Stop on the rock. Stop on the rock. Stop on the rock. Can't stop the rock. You can't stop on the rock.
F you, white trash.
Hey, Don and Mike, or you don't know to fill a book.
Oh, for you.
Okay. Hi, Don and Mike.
We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Mr. Son of a Beach.
Smell my hog, queer bait. Your mom, your mom, your mom, your mom, your mom, your mom takes it up the bung. Go F yourself, go F yourself, go F yourself, go F yourself, douchebag.
It's the Don and Mike Show, and they'll say what they wish.
Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
Closer to Halloween, I think, they were the UNICEF kids.
No, they're not. They're quite the opposite of that.
There they are.
Oh, God.
They're not looking for spare change.
There they are.
Based on a true story, he was a neo-Nazi with one true enemy, himself. On that day, a man of hate and a soul of one of our viewer discretion advised.
Rob Spiewak!
And good morning, Mr. and Mrs. Blemish and all the ships at sea. Thank God they're here, because as luck would have it, last night they were vacationing together in La Plata, Maryland. So here they are, slightly shaken, but okay, Josh Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
God.
I'm sorry about your apron.
Thank you, Robbie, and hello, and thank you for listening, everybody. Don and Mike Show. Yeah. A new episode on this Monday, April 29,
on TV.
And here's your phone number from anywhere in America. Just in case you got a case of the Mondays.
Uh-oh. Sounds like somebody's got a case of the Mondays.
Hi. 877-365-3636. From Washington, D.C. on WJFK, 202-432-1067, and New York, WNEW 877-692-1027. Now, as you know, every day before the show, he grabs me.
Yes.
He bullies me.
He roughs you up, actually.
He was standing there at his boot. Cowboy boot,
boots
on my neck today.
You got the said, message. Bro.
Said, don't forget.
That is your boot on me.
Your neck today. And I've come up with a tape now to help remind me to introduce him every day.
Very good.
Ladies and gentlemen, can we hear that tape, please?
Ah, us word. One across.
There you go. There he is. Radios. Buzz.
One across.
Radios Buzz Burbank. Oh, and I didn't even turn your microphone on.
Did you do that?
Buzz, look at that. Every time
Hey, Buzz, what's wrong with your microphone, man?
Every time I go to turn it on,
Hey, Buzz.
It don't stay on.
Buzz's microphone doesn't stay on.
Hi.
There you go.
Hi.
There it is.
Weekenders have another party.
Ah, buzzword. One across.
There he is, Guy Birdley. Hi, Buzz. Look at it. Went off.
No, that's what it is. The Weekenders had a party in here again.
Pat Goss
was...
It just went off again.
Perhaps it's the bad folks from Farish. No, they're fine people at Farish.
Never an opportunity to miss a plug.
But there's trouble with the board. The phones can't be configured right either. So I think there might be an excess of static. Let me go speak with an engineer.
Yeah, you know what?
I know Smoot and Mike Friedman both in the building today.
We can't take any phone calls either, for God's sakes.
We can't route this right either. See, this won't change.
This whole freaking...
Hi, Buzz. Buzz just...
The whole board is broken.
Buzz, why don't you just come in here?
Oh, Mike, let's not get crazy.
Buzzword. One across.
There he is.
Let's not get nutty.
He wouldn't be able to do the jumble over there if he was over here.
Here is engineer Wendell Smoot Hall.
Wendell, what the hell happened over the weekend here?
Hey, Smoot. I don't know. See, I got nothing on the phones. Mm-hmm. Okay?
And here I'm saying hello and hi.
There he is saying hello. Now watch what happens.
Watch this. If we just keep talking, eventually, it has been just going off by itself.
Well, now it won't. Now it's like taking your car to a mechanic.
Of course.
Still, the telephones don't work, though.
Oh, there it goes. There it goes.
It left.
It just went off.
Yeah, he's talking now and there's nothing.
See, it just went off by itself.
Buzzword. Went across.
And it went off when he paused, too.
There you go. Wendell Hall is now taking apart the control board as we start our radio show.
Absolutely. Wendell is taking apart the control board just like I've seen him take apart men that crossed him.
Hey, another engineer is here.
Mike Friedman.
Mike Friedman.
Mike Friedman is here. We have two engineers working on this right now.
We have the entire engineering staff.
How you doing, fellas?
Here we go.
How was the weekend?
Get ready for real action.
Yeah.
There you go. Hi, you want to get over here? Am I in your way?
Yeah.
What you doing? It's a nice shirt, Mike.
Ah. Hold on. Blower. Activate.
There we go.
Buzz.
Hi, I'm back.
Activated.
Hey.
What did you do? Mike Friedman, how did you solve the problem?
We're unjammed.
Mike Friedman, how did you solve the problem? Tell us.
He's shaking his head.
Not really sure.
Silent.
Let's see. What Wendell is resetting all of the modules that are the problem here.
Hey, Wendell.
Yesterday.
Wendell, would you reset my module?
Don't know.
What happened? Don't know. This is the old Dan Ryson trick. Right. Before you do anything, turn it off and turn it on.
Okay.
Right.
So that's all you do is just turn it off and turn it back on?
Hey, we got two engineers in the room here.
That's pretty cool.
That's pretty rare, too.
It'll be electricity. Mm.
That's a first.
It's wonderful.
All right. Well, thank you, Wendell. Sure. Nice talking to you, Smoot.
Thanks. Good to see you. Had your weekend well?
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, nice weekend. And you?
Very good.
Very good.
Good.
Hey, everybody. Incidentally, you'd be glad to know this. I went to the doctor.
Yeah.
You know my throat?
I've been worried about it.
It's not pollen.
No. Really?
Guess what it is? It's stress.
Stress?
Oh, no.
It's stress.
Well, you know, I can relate.
It's stress.
Absolutely.
A lot of it going around.
It's stress.
Well, I know what'll help that. A nice, beautiful, digital, non-functioning control room board.
There you go. We're set. Thank you, engineering staff.
His voice sounds better already.
Phone is working. Buzz's microphone is working.
Hi.
Listen, before we start the show today, a friend of ours who was on the show just 3 or 4 weeks ago from Channel 7 died.
Yeah, Dale Solly over the weekend. Very suddenly, relatively young guy, and we were all very saddened by that. It was a shocker, really.
Guy from ABC 7. A good guy.
Really, one of the good guys.
When he would do a feature on us, and over the years he had done 3, 4, 5 things, you know, and we did, the last time he came in,
right?
We didn't even remember that he had done like 4 or 5 little mini profiles on us.
And we used to have fun with him, all the time, talking about him on the weekend, Dale Solly, and it was, the last time we saw him, he was actually here in the studio a very short time ago. Listeners of the show remember when he came in and did the piece on rudeness in America.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And anyway, the guy just, they say he died of natural causes.
Amazing.
53 years old on his back deck, and
wow,
you know, it goes without saying that is an awful tragedy.
Yeah,
and
our
condolences
friend.
Go out to Dale's wife and his daughters, and
absolutely
to Channel 7. And let's remember Dale Solly the last time he was on the show,
right?
When we finally figured out that he used to be a disc jockey.
Yeah, we always we always had that theory, but he confirmed it,
and we got him to talk up a record. Here is Dale Solly the last time he was on the show.
From Channel 7, TV pretty boy Dale Solly. Yeah.
Dale Solly, TV guy, has been in Washington for a long time.
All right, Dale, what would you like to interview us about?
I would like to talk to you both.
Sure will be twisted somehow to make us look like...
No, 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 no. I am a poor scribe. Tell her stories.
Tell her tales
of fact.
A poor scribe.
Okay. Right. Lay it on us.
Do you have any DJ in you? You strike me whenever I watch you on the tube that you might have had a background as a DJ.
Yes.
Okay. All right. That's all right. Now go ahead.
Fail. What was your DJ name?
It was Chuck Dale.
Chuck Dale with
Chuck Dale. That's good. You're listening to the Chuck Dale Show.
How long ago were you in radio?
I knew this was a big mistake. 30 years ago.
Wow. All right.
Hey, there's the shot, Don. There's the shot of the board. With your hand.
I know. You like that? They up and down to the knobs.
This was very cool.
Hey, give Dale some headphones for a second because I want him to talk up a record.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Oh, that'd be great.
You talk up a record. And
is this going to mess up my hair? I'm a TV guy.
You want to use mine?
No, it's okay.
With my earwax on them?
Yes. Could I, please?
I got new TV style headphones.
Let me see. Are you familiar? Let me give you something. How about Love Grows Where My Rosemary Goes? You know that one?
Yeah, that's...
You know this one? Bandy? Hold on. I'll time it out for you. Right. 13.
Got it.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Chuck Dale on WJFKD.
Hold on. Let me do it with the jingle.
All right, the jingle. Go ahead.
Why did you say the Chuck Dale Show?
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the Chuck Dale Show.
Good afternoon, everybody. 6 minutes now until the noontime hour. You are rocking today with Chuck Dale, Don, and Mike. A blast from the past, a groove from the golden grooveyard of golden goodies. Here we go. That's good.
Good.
You did good.
Oh, my God.
Nailed it.
I'll be at Wendy's next week.
You know, that is...
That's a shame.
That is sad. That is one of the really, really good guys.
I think anybody that listens to this show certainly knows who we have a good time with and who we don't, and that's a drag. That's really... As you said before, our condolences go out to the family.
At risk of naming names, and I won't, there's a lot of jerks in the local broadcast community, and he's certainly not one of them. He was a really, truly nice guy.
You know, all I know, when I heard the news, someone from Channel 7 called me on Saturday night, and I know why they didn't go with my quote, because my quote was... There is no God. And she said, that's very heartfelt. I said, yes, because Arch Campbell from Channel 4 is still alive. and Dale Solly has passed away.
Dale Solly would have laughed at that joke.
That quote didn't make Channel 7.
I'm surprised it did not.
Arch Campbell
still walks the earth.
He is... He was a good friend.
Yeah, he was. That's unfortunate. You? Very sudden, and always. I mean, was he 53 years old?
Yeah, 53. Yeah,
that's a drag.
53. Hello, Donna, Mike Show.
Hello there.
Hi.
Hi. I live in Philly, and I've been up here for 13 years. But before that, I lived in the Washington D.C. area. Listen to your show every day, and I just wanted to say I have told so many people about how you guys used to look up funny doctors' names in the phone book down there. And there was one certain OBGYN that used to crack me up every time you guys...
Oh, yeah, with Harry Beaver?
That was it.
Yeah, right.
And people weren't believing me, so when you guys came up here on the air, I was like, this, you have to listen to this show.
He's not only, he's a very prominent physician.
Yes.
It's funny. It's one of those things that stuck in my mind, so when I get up here...
We appreciate the fact that you're listening on WYSP in Philadelphia. We appreciate the fact that you're passing along the good word, but when you pass along the good word... Perhaps you could just drop the whole Harry Beaver thing, because it's so 13 years ago, isn't it?
Well,
it
is indeed. You know?
It is indeed.
It is indeed. But, you know, in those 13 years, I see, Don, you haven't gotten any less stressed.
Some things never change.
Because I get to talk to great people like you every day.
Sure.
Thank you, honey.
Yeah, all righty. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. See you later.
Bye-bye.
People know what they like.
Bye-bye. Now, Harry Beaver is an actual guy who was an OBGYN D.C. area.
Yes, right. Indeed.
Probably still is.
Yes, indeed he do.
There is a Harry Beaver in our lobby right now.
You're kidding me.
You might remember, late on Friday's episode, a woman called in and she said, I am positive I know the identity of the celebrity burper.
Yes, and she wanted a chance to do that, and of course the offer we gave her was to come down in a full state of undress,
yes,
and then she would be allowed to guess.
Mm-hmm. She gets naked, She gets a guess at the celebrity birth, and the jackpot, Rob, is currently at, is it $1,500?
Yeah, I believe $1,500.
$1,500 in cash.
$1,500 American dollars, and she's going to get a free spin.
Now, I think the way she wanted to play the game was she wanted to come down, and if she didn't get it right, she would take her clothes off.
Right.
And
we said, no, we don't play that way. Yeah. We don't play that way.
You got to take your clothes off first.
And then you get the guess.
Yeah.
And then if you miss it or you get it, you just linger.
And she couldn't be lovelier.
Really?
And where? Oh, really? You see her?
Really? Yes, I haven't seen her yet.
Wait till you see
her. Are we wheeling her in now?
Well, we'll bring her in.
Ah,
bring her
in. Buzzword. One across.
Bring her in.
That's Buzz. Couldn't be lovelier.
The password is Boontang.
I'm Dr. Evil Poon. Couldn't be lovelier.
That's Rob A.
All right, here she comes.
Here she is.
Oh, yes, she is fetching. Yeah. Oh, wow.
Wow.
Look at that. Yeah. Man, fantastic.
What I tell you.
And a very confident woman also.
Might I
very
say
confident.
A POA.
Absolutely. We're very blessed. This is wonderful.
Step up and tell us your name, your first name, if you want to. You can make up a name if you want to make up a name.
My name is Peggy.
Peggy, and you're confident you know the celebrity burper, is that true?
I was before I got here.
All right. Well, Peggy, the jackpot is $1,500. Take your clothes off.
Absolutely.
Yeah, oh, yes. Yes, of course.
I thought that was my penalty if I lose.
No.
I see how you all are.
See, because then say you were to guess it and you got it right, then, we give you the money and you walk out all happy. And what the hell do we get out of the deal?
And who's to say that we, not that we can't trust you, but we can't trust you, that let's say you get it right, and then you say, well, I don't want to take my clothes off.
Right. Yeah, we would hope that, it would only be that we would guess the euphoria of the moment would cause you to take your clothes off, but we can't ban that.
It's a show of good faith on your part.
That's right.
Since you're actually cutting in line here.
Okay. I have Monday brain mouth syndrome, incidentally, where the circuits just have to reconnect themselves a
little. You are not waiting to be caller 100.
Exactly.
You're jumping to the head of the line.
Hey, she smells good, too. Absolutely.
Right. So now?
Yeah. And who is the celeb you think you most resemble?
Well, some people have told me Lisa Rainey on Melrose Place, but one had longer blonde hair.
But that's right on.
Helen
that's,
on Wings.
The Rainey one. I
you're
remember
prettier
that.
Than Crystal Barnyard.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, big
thank
time.
Thank you.
Big you are.
Okay.
Wearing a nice little sundress type of thing here. My God.
God damn it.
Now, look. Any woman, and a little tattoo, too. A woman with a body like that.
Wow.
Hey, my God, that's incredible.
Hey, Rob.
No,
really?
Stop it. Behave yourself.
This time, you got to come over here and feel this.
Why would you ask me instead of her?
Because I'm married.
I know.
You know something? And technically, so am I. The thing is, with a body like that, no wonder you want to show it off all
my
the time.
My God.
Yeah. Poor Buzz got the worst end of it.
No, actually, I didn't.
Oh. Really?
I was well served.
Are those real?
Yeah.
And whoa! Can I ask the size?
My God.
30-60.
30-60. And
do you know those are perfect?
Perfect.
Perfect. Now, if you get it right, will you get naked again?
No.
Oh, what a drag. Wow. Well, she's honest.
Yeah.
She's honest. We can live with that.
You've earned the chance. Here now is the burp.
Your headphones working? You can hear us okay?
Give you the clues.
Okay.
The clues are... sexual, highly sexual.
Are you losing track of your clues after looking at those breasts?
Yeah. All woman.
Right.
Damn sexy mouth.
Right. Was there one more clue?
Yeah. Was there another one?
Beautiful in and out.
Beautiful inside.
Beautiful on the inside and the outside.
Right.
Okay. For $1,500, here you go. There's the burp.
Caller, name this celebrity burp.
All right, so give it to you one more time. You know, I am, I'm getting aroused again, simply thinking about that mouth that burp came from.
And the odds are in my favor. Yeah.
All right, hey, Rob, how about a timpani?
Okay. A timpani, because
this is live.
At least on this contest, it's the first live guest that we've had.
For $1,500, now that we've seen your beautiful, lovely, naked body, who is that?
Adrienne Barbeau.
Adrienne Barbeau.
Tiffany is still rolling. I do not have any idea myself who it is. Don and Rob do. I believe Lisa knows also. There's another timpani that we're playing here.
Would you repeat that one more time?
Adrienne Barbeau.
Oh, no.
We're sorry.
Oh, dear.
Not a chance.
Oh. Not a chance. Not even close, huh?
Not even...
Really?
Not even close.
Oh, that is such a shame.
Not
unfortunate.
Even close.
What a drag.
You look more like Adrian Barbeau than the celebrity burper does.
Oh, her breasts are better than Adrian Barbeau's.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Well, thank you for coming down.
Thank you so much. Are you disappointed? Are you crushingly disappointed, or does the joy of coming into the studio temper it?
It's fun, except I think when it was up to 10,000 or something,
right. Yeah.
You had said something about, is it B. Arthur?
Right.
And you said, no, but good guess. And then that's what I thought. Maybe it's Adrian, because she's been on the show before.
It'll make sense, though,
yes.
To finally figure out who it is.
Right. Well, you know, you're welcome to come back and play any of our nude reindeer
games.
All
right.
Also.
Well, maybe only a few miles down the road.
Oh, really?
Yeah, fantastic.
Love that.
Good. All right.
Came down. She wore no underwear under that sundress.
Well, she was prepared for her little flash here. It was wonderful.
Peeled it right off. Well, thank you. Nice meeting you.
Thank you.
That's a great way to start
What an incredible body.
A Mundee.
And an amateur. You've never done any professional work, have you?
The
calendar. Oh, that's right.
Oh, she was in the Liddy calendar.
Yeah, the Liddy. So are you packing heat right now?
Not on me. No.
Not on you, okay.
Not on you.
All right, fantastic.
I'm packing some heat.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, you have the photo I brought you?
I beg you.
Rob found a...
thank you very much. That was wonderful.
Rob found a great photo of G. Gordon Liddy and what I guess is the ex-Mrs. Liddy.
Francis.
Francis Liddy.
Sturdy and a wonderful mind for mathematics.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
We are going to have that. Frankly, it looks like G. Gordon Liddy and Brian Bosworth.
Or Brian Dennehy.
We are going to have the photograph blown up and...
Brian Keith.
Put on the wall right by our office.
I think that'll just add to the wall of fame.
It'll look really nice. Yeah. And best wishes to all people named.
What a wonderful Monday treat to get the show started.
Really, great. Hello, Paul, Don and Mike show.
I'm Paul.
Paul on WNEW. Hi,
Don and Mike.
Hi, good morning.
Yeah, I was very sorry to hear about Dale Solly the other day, but I want to ask you: do you want to take back your quote to him from 2 weeks ago when you said "F you, Dale"?
Oh, no, because that was said in the heat of the moment.
Absolutely. We were sparring back and forth, but everyone, you listen to that segment and you agree that we parted as friends.
Yeah, definitely.
No, and when I said F you, Dale, it was just to crack him up because he was asking me a serious question.
But is there any, based on this kind of confrontational approach, is there anything you'd like to say?
I had to delete that out. See, it was the same with you as it was with that guy.
Thank you for the payoff on that one.
John, Don and Mike show. Hello, Johnny.
Hey, how you doing? Don and Mike, Radio God.
Hi, John.
Hello.
You guys rock, and that's for Tim.
Thank you, my friend.
All right, so me and my partner, EMTs, were in Newark, and I wanted to hit the sirens for you.
Oh, good. Good man.
We love that. We love our men out there, men and women.
Those who serve, Don.
Patrolling, making things safe. Yeah, hit the siren.
All right, well, Ronnie and I, we're stuck in traffic, actually, so we're going to probably cause a ruckus right now, but that's for the good of the show.
All right, in Newark.
All right, hold on. There you go.
That's a beauty.
You know, you can see these people scrambling out of the way.
That's true.
Rob, I just wanted to say, see Kyle.
Oh, that's a little scary.
No, Rob says right back at you.
Oh, man.
Right back at you.
I guess he's selective as to who he gives CPR to. Rob.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, good morning.
Hi.
This is one of those strange but true facts. I'm pretty sure Dale Solly was a good friend of Glenn Brenner. And the two of them were participating in the Marine Corps Marathon when Glenn Brenner collapsed.
I'll tell you that Dale Solly and I, off the air, had many conversations about the late Glenn Brenner.
I didn't know that.
From Channel 9. Yeah,
he was a friend of Glenn's.
They were very close friends.
Mm. Yeah. Well, the other thing, too, is Robbie going to buy an anniversary gift? It's Hitler and Eva Braun's wedding anniversary today.
Yeah.
Is it really?
Well, yeah. I have a slice of the wedding cake on that I had in the freezer.
Oh, God.
Thawed out.
There you go.
Thank you, my friend. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Rob Spewak stars in American Beauty.
Hello.
Yes, hello.
You're on the air.
Oh, yes, I am. Oh, what's going on, man?
Turn your radio down there, Chewy.
How can we help you, puppy?
Yes, I'd like to know if I'm too late to get that celebrity burper.
Yes, you're too late.
I'm too late?
You're too late.
Okay, well.
I can guarantee you we wouldn't want to see you naked.
Absolutely not. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello.
Hello.
Oh, you douchebags. How you doing? Good morning.
And you know what I was just realizing about that lady? We kind of Well, you know, didn't you envision the contest the same way that she took the dress off and then she quickly put it back on?
Right.
And really, she during that whole process, we should have, we really, you know, I hate to, like, look back in Monday morning quarterback.
But she was so hot.
She was. We didn't have the guts to do it.
The fact that she just took it off and left it off for 30 seconds and put it back on,
right.
That was enough.
Did a little of the pose.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
dazzled us.
She did a little dance because you know when we get one of the women to come down and go, you know, a woman like this, that's the type of woman that she
yeah,
she doesn't
walks
want
the door naked and then the only time she puts her clothes back on is when she gets to her car.
Yes, so be happy that we had a hot girl who actually showed us all the goods.
Wow.
Beautiful.
Real.
Beautiful.
I mean, really fantastic.
I mean, grade A areolas. Grade A nips.
Yeah. And even the garden you like.
Yeah, oh yeah. Mm-hmm. Nice rectangle garden.
Right.
Hey, what a cool way to start a Monday morning is a naked chick with no drawers and sirens.
Yeah, absolutely.
And sirens.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah.
Got you, my friend.
Hey, quick thing. This voice email thing where you guys read the email or the phone just blows.
You know, I have heard people that love it. I have heard people that hate it. But more people, especially people that hang around computers, they like the technology end of it. Do you have a computer, sir?
I do, and I'm on the computer all the time. And another thing, your website sucks. All it says is toodaloo ass. What's up with that?
That was never our website.
Not ours.
That was a website that was put out by some douchebag.
We have nothing to do with that website.
Another douchebag.
We have nothing to do with it. What do you say to that? Would you like to apologize to us now?
I would now. I'm sorry.
No, good. That's better.
Please listen to the words of TV's Bob Barker.
It's the Don and Mike show, and they'll say what they wish.
Right.
We are close to getting fried on the computer email.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the other day, the first segment, we were almost there, and then the second segment was really strong, and so it lives. But don't worry, sir, we're close.
Okay, close to killing it.
Yes, close to killing it, correct. Hey,
thank you very much, and sing how. God bless.
There's another one.
Thank
it's spreading.
Those two should not go together.
No.
Hello, Don and Mike, turn your radio down. Hello.
Save your greeting for Rob.
Yeah. Hello.
Speaking of websites, I did notice that finally you got those homemade bikinis up on your WNEW site.
They've been up there for a couple of weeks.
Oh, have they? No, I thought they weren't because I checked a couple of weeks ago and didn't see anything.
No, they were up the day after the girls came down.
Mm-hmm.
Really? Okay. Well, thanks, guys.
All right. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike, did you check out that girl's MS?
Anis. No, she took off her sundress.
Okay,
she didn't show us her anus.
No, I was behind her though. So.
Oh, really? You saw her anus?
Her anus.
Right.
Her anus.
Lovely little tattoo.
Here is Steve in Philly. Steve,
how you doing, guys?
Okay, my friend.
While we were talking about last week about making the remake of Spider-Man, I think they should make a remake of the Green Hornet.
Yeah,
it would be great. Nah, I don't know who you're going to get as Kato.
I logged a little time with the Green Hornet growing up, the TV show.
Yes. Hey!
That's too
much. I got a great joke for you.
All right.
Did you ever hear what Ted Kennedy said to Bill Clinton?
Wait, why are we allowing
you?
No, hold on, please. Run this guy through the routine.
That's right.
If he wants to tell a joke on the air, he gives out his phone number.
We call
him back. We make sure that it's his number, and then he can give out the joke.
That's it.
The Green Hornet, frankly, not big enough to have a movie made about him.
No.
Speaking of the Green Hornet, did you catch any of Louis the Lilac last night on TV Land? They ran some Batman out of sequence, and they had the horrible one with Milton Berle.
Oh, man, I tell you, there's nothing quite like a Sunday night with you.
I almost called you.
That's for sure.
I almost did. It was really, it was perhaps the only episode.
Sunday night at home with Rob. Hey, Louis the Lilac is
on. Shut up, Gary. Milton Berle's on TV.
Tonight they're running on TV Land the first Batman, Hi Diddle Diddle.
Ah.
The one where Jill St. John falls into the atomic bat pile, and Batman says, what a way to go.
Hey, the crickets will come out for this. Did you guys see The Gathering Storm over the weekend? Albert Finney's fantastic portrayal of Churchill on HBO.
Mike? That's not at about 9 o'clock.
Hold on, I'll wait for the...
It was great. Wait for the weather front to move through.
Sorry.
Last night...
She didn't see that.
Even my wife is getting into Spider-Man.
Right.
That last night, we watched a rerun of The Sopranos. Real good rerun of The Sopranos. The one where Tony takes the Mercedes girl and they F at the zoo.
And then he has the weird dynamic with Dr. Melfi in that one, too.
Yeah.
And doesn't the Mercedes girl go into Dr. Melfi's office also?
Right, and she gets pissed at Dr. Melfi.
Yep, yep.
So we're watching that, and then Frida says to me, hey, turn on MTV. There's a Spider-Man special.
Right.
And I said, I don't want to see it because it's like one of those making ofs. And,
yeah, and they let too much go in the plot.
You see too much of the movie, but actually they didn't. And I'm telling you that this Spider-Man movie, I am more excited about it than I was about the Batman movie.
Wow. And you are going to get the uniform?
Well, the uniforms are mucho expensive.
Really?
Mucho expensive.
Oh, damn it.
Wow. However, they showed how they had, like, covers of the comic book.
Right.
And pictures of Spider-Man. Mm-hmm. And when he would be swinging, how he would get in various positions, that they actually, in the movie, incorporated the same positions. It is, from everything I've seen, absolutely 100% true.
To the comic book?
To the comic book, except for the fact that he makes his own web stuff.
Did they show his anus?
they did not show us Anis, but the guy who is his editor at the newspaper,
right,
is a dead ringer for the guy in the comic book.
Well, that's good.
The woman who plays his aunt is a dead ringer, and the guy who plays his Uncle Ben, who gets killed in the first episode.
What does he do by day? Is he a by day kind of guy, like all the superheroes?
He's a student.
Right.
He's a nerd. He's a part-time photographer for the local newspaper.
Of course.
And he's a science student.
He's a science student. So how does he make his transformation? When he turns into Spider-Man, does he go into a phone booth?
No, he gets bit by a radioactive spider.
And then he's Spider-Man all the time?
He's Spider-Man all the time.
Okay, so he's not like Clark Kent, who is Clark Kent by day, and then when something goes down...
No, he's Peter Parker.
Right.
But he puts on the suit real fast, and like when people come into the room, if he's wearing the suit,
yeah,
he just clings to the ceiling.
Oh.
So like they come in the room and they go, Peter, where's Peter? And they don't see him because he's all fours on the ceiling.
Just so I'm understanding here, he's Spider-Man all the time.
Yes.
And he puts on the suit when he's going to do his thing.
Yes, and Mike, he's a more human superhero.
Oh, okay.
For instance, the cops don't know if he's a good guy or a bad guy.
Right.
And as I was going through last night, through my Spider-Man history and running my wife... Okay, get the crickets ready for this one. Because I'm running my wife through the history of Spider-Man.
Look at those.
This is the queer duality,
right,
of Spider-Man. That when he first becomes Spider-Man, he gets like invited on the Ed Sullivan Show.
Right.
And he makes a lot of money doing appearances and stuff.
Right.
And then as he's leaving...
I love it, incidentally, when you say Ed Sullivan.
And when he is leaving the TV show, there's a guy who's getting the crap beat out of him. And he says, Spider-Man, help me, help me. And Spider-Man says, F you.
He doesn't really say that.
I got bigger fish to fry.
Right. Does he use bad language?
No, he doesn't. And he walks away.
Right.
Because he's an entertainer.
Spider-Man.
He's a part-time crime fighter, a part-time entertainer.
Wow. Entertainer. So he entertains as Spider-Man?
Yeah, in the beginning, he like goes on TV shows to make money.
Wow, with his suit.
With his suit and with his amazing powers.
Now I'm sorry I'm asking all these dumb questions, but they are legitimate. How can he talk when he doesn't have a mouth?
Sounds like this.
Oh, he does, so he's covered. Really? How does he breathe?
How you doing? He's Spider-Man.
It's like stocking material. That's why he can see through the eye holes.
Okay.
It's like
body glove.
Right.
So here is the queer duality of Spider-Man.
Spider-Man.
Spider-Man, as he's leaving the TV studio, this guy's getting the crap beat out of him, being held up, and Spider-Man says, help. He says, help, help. And Spider-Man says, F you, I got a cab I got to catch. Later, he goes home, and his Uncle Ben, he's raised by his aunt and his uncle, has been killed,
mm-hmm,
in a robbery.
Wow.
And Spider-Man says, I am going to find the guy who did this to my uncle.
Right.
And, wow, I'll beat the crap out of him.
Sure.
So he shoots out his webs, and he swings all over the city, and he finds the guy. And when he finds the guy that killed his Uncle Ben,
yeah,
he rolls him over. And guess what? It's the exact same guy
who had asked for, who was beating up the guy
right
when he was leaving the TV studio. So Spider-Man, right away, he has an amazing problem because
he's like aligned with a bad guy.
No, because the guilt of his Uncle Ben dying, he could have, see if you follow me. The same guy who was beating up the guy when he left the TV studio, Mike.
I mean, I'm with you.
The same guy.
I was looking at you, but I wasn't really looking at you.
The same bad guy.
Right.
Oh, who was beating up the guy when he left the TV studio when he said, "I'm sorry, I can't help you."
Yeah.
Okay. That same bad guy went on to kill his uncle.
He could have.
So he could have,
if he'd killed the guy,
or if he would have arrested him
or maimed him.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Then his Uncle Ben wouldn't have died.
Right. Well, why does Spider-Man blow that off? What was the reason for saying, "Hey, you're on your own, F you, I'm not going to help you"?
Because he's a real guy. Because he's not like a do-gooder superhero.
Oh, he just didn't want to be bothered.
No, because he was on a TV show and he had just made like $300.
But technically, couldn't he have taken care of that situation easily?
Yes.
Oh, what a bastard.
Yes, yes, because
Spider-Man's a bad guy.
He could have spun his web. And the cops,
made from his own DNA.
And frankly, the cops don't know if Spider-Man is a good guy or a bad guy.
Right. It's his web.
But that's early in when he's Spider-Man, so he probably gets later on, he gets to understand more about how to use his powers against evil.
Does he become more of a good guy as the comics proceed?
He's always confused.
He's always a good guy, but a lot of times his actions are misrepresented.
Right.
People think he's a bad guy.
Does he have a honey? Does Spider-Man have a honey?
He does. Her name is Mary Jane Parker.
Is she hot in the movie?
Are they related?
No, her first name is Mary Jane. Her last name is not Parker.
She's just a Mary Jane girl.
In the comics.
It's raining, man.
In the comics?
Oh, those are the weather girls.
Yes.
You're thinking of In Our House.
Right.
Our House.
Yeah.
They worked with Rick James, the Mary Jane girls.
Yes, they're great.
Weather girls saying it's raining, man. I apologize.
Yes, they did.
And in the comics, Mary Jane was a piece of ass.
Right.
It's Kristen Dunst, who is Mary Jane in the Spider-Man movie.
Very exciting.
Anyway, we were very excited last night at my house.
When is the opening?
Friday.
Oh, boy. You got a good weekend to look forward to.
Friday.
Cool.
Friday night. I'll be there. I'll be square.
Fantastic.
And remember, if you need more information on Spider-Man, go to the website.
Spider-Man.
Oh, shut up, Rob. Go to the website.
You can find more about Spider-Man on the World Wide Web.
Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, Don, this is Lauren. I just want to comment on Mike had said, you know, about the guy, Spider-Man not rescuing the guy, and he said so he's an entertainer. I just wanted to add in, you know, Spider-Man is, out of all the comic book characters, the biggest smartass of them all. You know, and I don't know, Don, I know you got an Xbox, so if you got an Xbox, go rent Spider-Man, the movie game, and it breaks down the whole movie for you. It's going to tell you, you know, lay out the whole movie for you, basically, but yeah, it's worth playing, you know, and just to say Spider-Man is a big ass.
Little evidence there that Spider-Man might just suck the gray matter out of
you. Everybody know that Duke
can you hear me?
Sucks.
Sir, can you hear me?
Duke sucks.
He can't hear me?
He can, not while he's talking.
I was just going to say, more evidence that that Spider-Man sucks the gray matter out of your brain.
Wait, is I have it wrong about Spider-Man? How do I have it wrong? Hello?
Hello?
How do I have it wrong about Spider-Man?
Well, the way Spider-Man worked out is in the very first episode with Amazing Fantasy 15. Spider-Man is on a show doing a talk show, kind of, right? But as the guy's running by, it's a burglar running by being chased by a security guard. And security guard's yelling, "Hey, stop that guy before he gets to the elevator." Peter Parker's like, "No, man, I ain't doing that. That's not my job. That's yours." And the burglar gets to the elevator.
In essence, that's what I said, because then that's the guy who kills his uncle.
He was not doing that.
Hold on.
All right.
How old are you? Hey, sir. Sir, can you hear me?
Yeah.
How old are you?
I'm 32.
Technically, what this guy just said that had to be deleted out is that I said there was a guy getting the ass beaten out of him.
When, in fact, it was just a security guard chasing a burglar.
But the story, in essence, is true.
Right. Yeah, Spider-Man didn't fight crime when he had the opportunity.
And
he actually was doing wrestling for a little bit. He was making money doing the wrestling circuit. He put a mask on and get into the ring, and he would wrestle around in the ring.
In all seriousness, listen to this guy.
DC Comics number 0427, it's the obvious thing.
Answer me these questions, Chris.
I'm sorry. Prescription pad.
Hello, Christopher. Christopher, Donna Mike Show. Hello.
Whoops, I'm sorry, hello?
You're on the air, Christopher.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I heard you guys talk about Spider-Man. I'm looking forward to myself.
You hear
just want to let you know that...
The guy playing J.J. Jameson in the movie is Schillinger from Oz.
All right, thank you, my friend. He's a dead ringer, incidentally, for the editor from the newspaper.
Good actor.
Schillinger from Oz?
The bald Nazi guy, in fact.
Oh, really? Yeah. The real bad guy?
Right. Oh, he's a good actor.
Thank you, my friend. Yeah. I'm going to cut this topic off now, though, because I've noticed an abundance of guys who talk like this.
Here's the way it works. I'm 32. So anyway, what I was saying was...
No, Don, you didn't have it absolutely correct.
Right.
He was walking off a talk show, and he said, no, it's not my job.
That's it. Now, come on, if you're going to talk about your Spider-Man, make sure you talk about...
Okay, the jackpot.
One last question. Is it set in New York City, or is it in a mythical city?
It's in a mythical city.
You know the name of it?
I don't. Douchebag City. I don't know. I don't know. You know what? It might be.
But I know
York.
I speak for a lot of America, Rob, and I'm glad you got that question in.
Rob?
I'm glad you squeezed that one before we flew away from the topic.
Let me just. Now that I think about it, Rob, it is New York.
It is New York.
It is New York.
Well, thank God for that.
Glad we established
that. Ladies and gentlemen, is closure.
Although I'm sure someone will call me. Darn, technically, it's not New York City.
Not New York City. It's a mythical city. In Fantasy X episode number 5, that sounds like a porno series.
Let's clear the line. And see if we can give away. Well, we're going to knock another $500 off the jackpot.
Oh, boy.
We're down to $1,000 now with
one
celebrity blur.
$1,000.
$1,000, and I'll give you a much easier clue to help you decipher the identity of the celebrity burper. Call 100 right now. Good luck. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Now I can teach you how you're supposed to say jive.
Dad, please just drive the car, Dad.
I'm watching the road, sweetie. You jive, turkey. See? You got to sass it. Quit jiving me, turkey. You got to sass it. A turkey is a bad person.
The Don and Mike Show. Don't listen if you're fuzzless behind the zipper. The Don and Mike Show.
All right, we got business we got to take care of. First, we're going to get a call 100. $1,500. Hello, Don, to Mike Show.
This is caller 100.
Yes, it is, my friend. And what is your name?
Todd from Centerville.
Todd from Centerville.
We're not going to require Todd to take clothes off, right?
No. Todd, you won tickets before you can buy them to see Foreigner and Bad Company.
Wow.
Nissan Pavilion, Friday, June 14th. Tickets go on sale at noon at Ticketmaster locations Friday.
It feels like the first time.
Thank you, Marty.
People keep saying, Don, how is it possible that you and Mike are able to get these tickets before they go on sale to the general public?
Yeah.
We're special. Yeah, well, that's, you know, what can I say? Foreigner, Bad Company, I'm there.
Yeah, because that'll sell out immediately.
I'm there. So you won the tickets, and now you'll play for $1,500. It's down to $1,000.
$1,000, Don.
$1,000 with the celebrity burp. And
$1,000.
Here are the clues. Beautiful. Inside and out.
Sexy?
Highly sexual.
Highly sexual. Now, is there a difference between highly sexual and sexy?
Yes.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Very sexual person.
Oozes sexuality.
Absolutely.
I mean, sex coming out of every pore?
Mm-hmm.
A sexy mouth. What clue am I missing here, Rob, before I give the new clue?
100% all woman.
Yes.
Yes.
And here's your latest clue. Over 30. Over 30.
Wow. Well, that narrows it down to 1,000.
All right. Listen, I will be more specific as the jackpot gets smaller.
So I guess what's going to happen is the next clue will be under a certain age. We'll kind of be playing high-low.
Yeah, that's right. That's right, Jack Tyvin.
Yeah, high-low jackpot.
So for $1,000, we'll give you 15 seconds to tell us who the burper is. Please don't answer until Mike sings like...
Sammy Davis Jr.
And we wish you Godspeed.
Caller, name this celebrity burp.
There it is. A wood-inducing burp. I'm telling you, for me, that's like porno. That's like calling a sex line. Oh, yes. Oh.
And the odds are in my favor.
Taking the nonstop buzz to Jizz City.
for $1,000.
Jizztown.
Who is that?
Lucille Ball.
Well, now, that would be kind of tough, since Lucille Ball is,
way over
is eating a dirt sandwich.
Wow. How could you get that burp? Oh, we're sorry.
It's like you pressed on her stomach or something.
Someone who is alive. Thank you, though, my friend, and don't forget that every guest
is a clue for you.
A clue for you.
I can imagine that phone call. Hi, Rob, it's Don. I need you to go to the graveyard and shake the box.
Yes, absolutely.
Now, I got some weekend stuff to tell you about. We got our priest thing with Justin Timberlake we want to talk about.
Right.
But right now, we got to open the lines, because tomorrow on the show, we have a trip to Cancun, Mexico to give away.
Cancun.
Courtesy of Dos Equis, the first Mexican import draft beer in the United States. Dos Equis Explore the Double X.
And it's a wonderful beer.
For years, we've done the contest, what would you do?
Right.
We've had, what would you do? What would you eat? What would you drink?
Right.
What would you wear? Mm-hmm. We've had freak shows.
Yes.
We've had piercing shows.
Right.
We've had tattoo shows. Now the question is, you, the Dynamite listener, you get your mom or dad to come down here to the studio tomorrow.
And do something.
And the question is, what would your mom or dad do to win a trip to Cancun, Mexico?
And mom and dad get to keep it, right? I mean, this is this isn't winning the trip for the for your kid.
Or they could give it to the kid if they want.
If they wanted to, but they got to do something special.
But the trip officially goes to the mom or dad. Accommodations at the Camino Real Hotel, courtesy of Dos Equis. Right. So we'd like to know, what would your mom or dad do?
What would they do?
Come on now, what would they do?
What would they do to win a trip to Cancun? Obviously, you're going to have to get a hold of your mom and dad.
Right.
And then give us a call at 877-365-3636. Washington, D.C., where we are this week, 202-432-1067.
Amen.
Although, certainly, if you live in Philly or New York or obviously Baltimore.
Right.
You're close enough to drive down to D.C.
Sure.
You're welcome to join us. The lines are open now. What we want to know is, what would your mom or dad do for the trip to Cancun? Now, keeping in mind that they're mom and dads, it probably will not be as wild as some of the stuff we've had.
Right.
But I got to think that somewhere out there in Dynamite Radio Land, there's that one mom
that does something special, freaky.
There's that one dad that does something gross.
And you know, if they're an oddity, they just have to show up.
Right.
Now they got web feet. You know, the arm grown out of their forehead.
Physical
thing. You know, four nipples, whatever the case.
They can touch their hairline with their tongue.
So what you want to do is call right now, and as soon as you guys get through and we find out that you're legit, we'll put you on the air, and we're doing the contest tomorrow.
Hope they're too legit.
Too legit to quit. I almost called you this weekend because I saw MC Hammer.
How's he looking?
Doing a commercial.
Oh, no.
Really? Now, it's MC Hammer, like, in front of one of those weather boards.
Right.
You know, in front of a blue screen.
Sure.
And behind him, they have a picture of what appears to be a lovely all-American subdivision. And it's MC Hammer doing a commercial. And the commercial is, if you have bad credit, if you have been turned down for a car loan,
like he has,
call, 1-800-HAMMER-TIME, whatever the number is, and...
So he's a loan officer now.
No one is refused. If you have a job, you have credit.
There it is.
This is MC Hammer. And this is how the commercial starts. This music right here.
Really?
And he's not wearing, like, his genie pants or anything.
Right, Dan, see, that's a disappointment right there.
He's just wearing a jean jacket and a shirt. And he goes, hello. This is MC Hammer. Are you having a problem getting credit for your ride?
Right.
Call 1-900-MC-HAMMER.
So he actually uses his name.
Yeah. If you got the job, you got the car.
There you go.
And it's the worst, cheapest production. Even worse production than the Eric Estrada teeth whitening commercial.
No. Yeah. I didn't think anything was worse than that.
Absolutely awful. MC Hammer.
MC Hammer, well, making a living. It hasn't made a hit record in a while. But,
MC for Mo Credit.
moms and dads on the line now? Is that what these calls are? Hello?
Hello?
Don and Mike, hi. What could your mom or dad do?
Well, my dad can ride a fart.
That's always fantastic.
He can fold his legs behind his head. He's double jointed.
And light his
light
his
a
wind.
Fart.
That's always
my
a
aunt
good.
My aunt can light it for him.
That's good.
You should bring your dad and your aunt down tomorrow. We'll put you down on the list.
Okay, great.
All right, hold on a second, honey.
Okay, thanks.
That's good.
Starts with something small like that.
That's right.
And it will build. Get the information, please. Hello.
We don't want a Heinlein on our hands, though.
Don and Mike Show.
We don't want that rectal tissue to be burned.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Are you there?
Hey, Don.
Yeah, who's this?
Don, Mike.
Bow.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hi there. What can we do for you?
Hey, not related to your mom and dad thing, but I was down in Brandywine getting my wife's getting her nails done. I pick up a Glamour magazine. In the back, it says escort services, and it says recommended by Don and Mike on two or three of the services. I was just wondering if you knew about that or you definitely recommend.
Are you talking about strippers or escorts?
Well, it says escorts in the book. It says recommended number one by Don and Mike has a big heart.
You know, you would think if they're using our names to, you know, to recommend them, that they would at least, you know, bring someone by.
I think they're strippers. I think most likely it's Shiloh's company, probably.
Well, you know, we've had, if you look in Washingtonian magazine, I know I'm so proud of this. Our names are mentioned with with several of the ads, and it, you know, it is a drag. It really is, because you look back there and you see one. That's okay, you know. You see one there, the people that come down on the show.
Right.
Then you see two of them, you know, and it's like one ad says voted number one by Don and Mike, and then the next one says Don and Mike say they're the best, and it's like it's so nasty. It really is. It's funny though.
Anybody who's ever been on the show, hookers, strippers, whatever, they always include Don and Mike in their ads later.
But I'm not aware of any escort service that says number one.
Let me just say, if our name is on the product,
you know it's got to be good.
You can trust it. Thank you.
There's a whole page ad that says on your two or three times name, I'll fax you the copy, and you know.
It has what? It has this two or three times?
What? Yes, it's listed three or four times on the page. I mean, there's a lot of self-serving hodgepodge and stuff down that way.
With different companies, right?
Yeah, different companies.
And you're saying this is in Glamour magazine?
Yeah, it was in Glamour magazine. I just had my wife to get her nails done, little kid running around, and I picked it up, of course, looking in the back.
That's a national publication. Right. That would technically be national exposure for the show.
Do you have the magazine around?
I said the same thing myself down in Brandywine. I said it's way down here in the sticks.
Hello. Do you have the magazine around?
Yeah, I do have it. Matter of fact, I ripped out the page and took it home with me, and faxed it to you.
Do you have it right now in front of you?
No, I don't. I'm driving down the road right now.
Okay, all right. Well, back to it. Thank you. Thank you, my friend.
I didn't mean to get beat. Have a good day, sir.
All right, thank you.
We're buzzed. I'm going to tell you, there are holes all over that. I mean, you know, Glamour magazine, national publication, and driving down the road, you know, as opposed to driving on the ocean.
Again, anyway, they do regional editions, so he's probably right.
Really?
Well, yeah. So, we're looking for the moms and dads for what would you do for the trip to Cancun. We'll keep the lines open during the entire show for that.
Very good.
Was this another call about that? Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey.
Hey.
It's Matt.
Yeah, hi, Matt.
Yeah, I looked at it at the contest.
What would your mom or dad do to win a trip to Cancun?
Well, it's my dad, actually.
Yeah, what would your dad do?
Well, my dad can turn his stuff into a cheeseburger or a hamburger.
His junk?
Yeah, pretty much.
Your dad can turn his genitals into what?
A hamburger.
You mean it'll look like a hamburger?
It'll look exactly like a hamburger.
You're in.
Yeah. Come on down. Hold on a second. Wow. We'll get your information.
I hope it's not another one of those theme shows that we get every now.
It's not a Whopper with cheese.
That is special sauce. If nothing else, I hope we can at least get invited to their house for Thanksgiving.
All right, there's two people. Keep calling.
Excellent.
Keep calling. Now, here's something else I'd like to try on tomorrow's show. I know that the guy is out there, the guy who we refer to as Rob's brother,
right?
I hope that guy, please, and does anybody know the guy's name?
No, I talked to him when he came out to a band gig, and I talked to him for like a half an hour, and I don't know his first name.
Well, Rob, you got to call Wanda over at Masters Costumes and get this guy a priest uniform. that tomorrow we're going to do is, as it turns out, the National Cathedral in D.C. is multi-religion.
Right.
It's not just Catholic.
Non-denominational.
Yeah. We're going to send this guy, we're going to send him to the largest Catholic church in Washington, D.C.
Which is? Do we know?
Don't know. Someone's got to research that and tell us.
I bet it begins with a saint.
He's going to be wearing a priest costume, and he's going to have copies of NSYNC magazines with him and posters of Lance Bass and Justin Timberlake.
I think St. Mary's might be a real super big one that's like in Northwest Washington.
And what we're going to do is hook him up with a cell phone and with a megaphone?
A bullhorn?
A bullhorn. And he's just going to be standing in front of the church.
Way to modify it, Buzz.
Thank you.
Buzz originally said megaphone. In fact, that's from his Rudy Valley.
Oh,
he's going to be
I got my raccoon's coat on now.
Standing as close to the church as the law will allow. Right. And he's going to say, we'll prepare statements for him, such as, hi, this is Father Phil McCracken. What's wrong with my love of Justin Timberlake?
Right.
Hello, this is
Father Phil McCracken. Father McCracken.
Father Phil McCracken.
You know what? You got the name, that's for
that's
sure.
Funny.
Why can't I love Lance Bass? And we're going to start it here in D.C., and then we'll have guys dressed in priest outfits
right.
with bullhorns and cell phones
sure.
in Philadelphia and New York and in Baltimore.
If you saw this guy, ladies and gentlemen, this guy's face, we call him Rob's brother,
right.
because he's got this huge, like, Alfred E. Newman-sized mouth. And, you know, he kind of looks like a skinny version of Rob.
And he has demonstrated to us, in a much more sane version, he's demonstrated to us that he has some of the qualities that Lewis the Retard had.
Yeah.
Meaning that...
With a higher IQ.
You know, remember Lewis the Retard's greatest moment was yelling at Jerry Seinfeld
right.
live on national TV on HBO.
Yeah, that was his absolute top of the mountain bit that he did.
I have no doubt that this guy, Rob's brother, would do the exact same thing.
This guy is crazy. He follows us everywhere. He is also a smart guy. He does very well. He was talking about what he wants to be. He wants to be a doctor. And, I mean, he's actually pursuing that course of study.
But you got to see the guy. Because
he's a lunatic.
His mouth, his teethers look like, you know, in Something About Mary?
Right.
When Matt Dillon gets those fake teeth.
Yeah, oh, he's got the, but his are real.
He has those big, gigantic.
Hi, how are you?
Like piano key teeth.
How's it going? And he's always got that attitude. You know, he's very difficult. He'll do very well if security personnel approach him or if people that, because he's got this kind of disarming smile that you can't really not smile back at.
Because, you know, every time I turn on the TV or in the newspaper, still, the Catholics, they can't figure a way out of this. They can't just say, you know what? This is bad to have our priests touching boys, and we think that, you know, we should cut the nuts off of the priests that are doing this.
And even after all this, you know, when they had the big conference and stuff, they have really... You know, it's taken so much time to address this issue, right. And there are a lot of people that are pissed off.
And, you know, they thought that, well, maybe, you know, the first offense, we'll let the first offense go by, and maybe...
Kind of hedging their bets, you know, a little bit.
Like, what, it's okay to touch one kid
right.
in his Duke, but you touch two kids in the Duke, then maybe you get in trouble.
And I was watching another report about a high-ranking church official that, you know, there are tons of allegations against that's still very, you know, politically active in the Catholic Church.
No,
it's just a lot of people protecting their own there. It's
Hello.
Very frustrating.
Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, guys. I believe the largest church is the Immaculate Shrine at Catholic University.
At CU. All right.
I think that's the biggest one in D.C.
I'm not familiar with that area, but we have to do it where, you know, I think a la St. Patrick's Cathedral, where you have a lot of traffic.
A lot of foot traffic. Right.
It's huge.
Okay.
Huge.
Good.
Right. You got the student population there, too.
That might be.
That might be a winner.
That would work.
All right, thank you.
Hey, good luck.
Thanks very much. So, what we're looking for on the phones,
what would your mom or dad do tomorrow, here live in the studios at WJFK in D.C., what would your mom or dad do to win a trip to Cancun, Mexico?
If you just tuned in, we so far have a dad who is going to light his farts on fire and a dad who is going to turn his
genitals
into a cheeseburger.
If your mom or dad can do something better than that...
Won't that be pretty?
You should call us and bring your mom and dad down tomorrow. We'll have totally subjective voting and
I think
the best...
The studio's also already beginning to smell.
Yeah, the best mom or dad, what would you do? We'll win the trip to Cancun, Mexico. And it's a separate issue with getting the guy to call in, because he's already said that he'll do it.
Right.
The guy who will be the priest with the Lance Bass posters tomorrow in front of Catholic University.
Very good.
The Catholic University North Terrace.
Yeah. Where did you get North Terrace from?
Well, simply because then it's CU and Toledo.
Okay.
Although, let me just say, yes, correct. I'm getting something, an instant message from the third floor. We may not be going to Catholic University. The church we're going to will be a secret.
Ah, that's a good idea.
It will not be revealed until such time as the priest who's in love with NSYNC is on the radio.
And there could even be a variety of locations.
That's why. We've already got a call from someone saying that they would call the cops.
Ah.
Hello, sure. Don and Mike Show. Hello?
Hello.
Who's this?
It's Loose.
Loose, hi. Are you calling for the contest?
No, man. What you fat two jokers up to, man? What are you downing on MC Hammer for?
We love MC Hammer.
We down,
down on him, man.
We love him.
Listen,
no, man. You're downing on a brother because he's trying to make a living, man.
No, listen, I want to tell you something. Listen here.
That's what you're doing.
Now listen to
That's
Jerry
what
Lewis.
What losers talk about, man. Anytime somebody try to get ahead, the two of you get on the radio and try to play him down.
Listen, I don't know how many times I've said the greatest entertainer of the 20th century was MC Hammer. And let me quote the great Jerry Lewis. Please, listen to this tape.
Did you guys see MC Hammer earlier?
Yeah.
He's going to be back. He was so hot.
He's marvelous.
You know, you...
He is marvelous. We all agree.
We played that hundreds of times. So really, the philosophy of this show is that MC Hammer is marvelous.
Marvelous.
Oh, man, come on. Just because the guy's commercial don't rate to your standards, man.
No,
get off his back, man.
Oh, no, listen.
Are you related to MC Hammer?
I ain't got to be related to defend a brother because I am a brother.
Well, you mean so you because MC Hammer's black, that's why you're defending him?
I'm defending him because of what you say.
Well, his commercial sucks.
Yeah, well, your commercial sucks too.
What commercial?
All the commercials that you talk about on the damn radio.
We don't have TV commercials for bad
credit. You ain't got to have none. You ain't going to have none either because you told you're going to be losers the rest of your life.
We used to have TV commercials.
As soon as your wives decide to leave the two of you, that's when you're going to find out who's what.
Hey, that's just me. Don't bring Don into that.
He's going to be following you very soon.
My brother.
Oh, he's going to be right behind you.
My brother. What is the problem, my brother?
Hey, salam alaikum to you too, my friend.
Salam alaikum. Why can't we all just get along and he's gone?
Oh, my brother. And I was ready to speak black to you.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my brother, man.
Well, it's a fascinating dynamic.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Tell that goddamn tar baby to shut the
hell
up.
Hey, now knock it off.
You shut up.
God.
You shut up.
What is wrong with people?
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don. How are you feeling today?
Stressed.
Hey, I wanted to ask if I could do my little variation on your priest thing. Dress up in a priest outfit and go up to TV Hill and profess my love for Marty Bass, Lance's brother.
Leave the driving to us. Thank you, though. From Baltimore. Thank you.
All right.
Let's go to Austin in New York. Austin. Hello, Austin.
Hello, Austin.
Hi, how you doing, Don and Mike?
Hi. Hi, you're on
the air. That's how I will greet Austin from now on.
Smashing baby.
Hello, Austin.
You're on the air.
Yes, Austin.
There's a commercial up in Jersey with MC Hammer in it, another car commercial.
Yeah.
Where he's about 6 inches tall, talking to a couple of construction workers, telling them how great this car insurance is. And at the end of the commercial, the guys look down and go, "What are you doing in my toolbox?" He goes, "Come on, baby, I'm the hammer."
Wow.
That's how great his commercials are.
It's the worst. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you, Austin.
Thank you.
Just trying
thank
to make
you.
A
living. Smashing baby.
Thank you. Thank you, Austin.
I just want to say it's great to be on in Austin.
Austin.
Smashing baby.
I think we were canceled in Austin.
Were we?
Yeah.
Oh, we're no longer on in Austin.
I don't think so.
Just brief. So that gentleman's name was simply Austin.
Austin.
Oh, hello, Austin.
Smashing baby.
All right, so call with what your mom or dad would do on the show tomorrow. Do I have time real fast to tell you about the weekend? Not much happened, but I'll tell you this. That kid of mine, he is a chip off the old block.
Really?
That Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., you know where that boy was?
Where?
And he's only 17.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
First time ever. Driver improvement class.
Oh, my goodness.
First time ever.
There you go.
I said,
start early.
That's my boy.
Never
it's a good thing.
So we
have the day to ourselves, free line of the day to ourselves, because Bart was going 83 and a 55.
Well, I tell you, coming in today, I just thank my lucky stars that I didn't have a seat next to him in that class when I saw the fine trooper that happened to be clocking people in the other direction.
Oh.
You ever go by a speed trap where your heart comes out of your chest?
And you feel so goddamn lucky. But you know what? You only slow down for about five or six seconds before
you're checking your rearview mirror all the way to work.
That's right.
All the way thinking he's just going to be a late to the party. But go ahead. I interrupted.
When we were coming back from New York on Friday, I was on the GW Parkway. There was a guy, the speed limit's 50.
Right.
But everybody goes 60.
Yeah.
But there was a guy who was doing 75, maybe 80, and was going lane to lane to lane to lane to lane. And we went past a speed trap.
Sure.
And, you know, sometimes I think it would be so great to be a cop just because you can F with people. Because what the guy does is the guy pulls out in traffic. And he gets, the guy who's going 75 miles an hour, he's a half mile ahead.
Long gone.
But you can still see it. You can still see his car. This guy, very slowly, makes his way up through traffic. He's just passing cars.
But he's got the guy, right?
Left and right.
Yeah.
Left and right. Meanwhile, the guy is still going 75, and he's thinking, man, I'm on top of the world.
Right.
It's like 2 miles later, when the park police guy finally catches up with him, and the lights go on.
There you go.
And then everyone that drives by is just looking at that guy.
Just delighted because he's practically run them off the road.
Yeah, because he got nailed. And the cops, certainly, when the guy drove by doing 75, he could have pulled right into traffic right then.
Yeah, and done the pursuit thing.
And nailed him immediately, but he just slowly, methodically, worked his way through traffic, let the guy get like two, maybe 3 miles past where the cop was.
That's why when you go by a speed trap, you know, and you think, oh, he's not pulling out.
Right.
I've had it happen where you go by a speed trap and you breathe a sigh of relief and you look in your rearview mirror and you say, oh, he hasn't pulled out yet. And then you just go into thinking about other things and then you look up again and, hey, look who showed up.
Yeah.
Where do you come from?
I loved it. So, listen, Saturday, my kid's at a driver improvement class. So, Fred and I have all day together. We hit some golf balls together.
How's that going?
It's going pretty good.
Really? Good?
Going pretty good. Keep the weight on the left foot. Keep my left arm a little bit in front. Go back. It's all in the shoulders. I'm not whiffing. I'm hitting all the balls.
That's good. And you're enjoying it.
Yeah. Fred and I are having a great time.
Cool.
Then we decide afterwards what we're going to do is there's some new neighbors on the street.
Yeah,
we're going to go to lunch with these new neighbors.
Right.
It was slightly awkward when we walked, because, you know, all the neighbors are on our street. We live on a great street. Everybody likes everybody, and everybody socializes all the time, even with the turnover in neighbors, with the British people moving away, and Bunny has moved away, but new people have moved in and taken their spots, and they've kind of filled the spot in the rotation.
Excellent.
Well, we're at this restaurant, and we're eating with the newest couple that had just moved down from Boston, and we realize sitting at the table directly next to us is another family who lives in the house two houses away from them.
Who weren't invited.
And we felt like we were cheating.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I understand.
Like we were cheating on the other couple, even though the other couple was there with their kids. We obviously, Bart was a driver improvement. This other couple, don't have kids. So it was just the four adults together.
Mm-hmm.
But at the next table, as we ate our meal, every time I looked up at the other people...
They were kind of looking at you?
They gave me the look...
Oh, hope you're having a good time.
They gave me the look that indicated... You know, and it was nothing that was spoken. It was absolutely, without words, just the look was...
The look kind of like...
Yeah, there they are.
Boy, I hope you're having a good time.
There they are. And
thanks for going out with us again.
And I was thinking, at some point, should I have said, why don't we just push the tables together?
Right.
And have one big, giant thing, but... I never did.
Mm. Well, that can go, it depends on, they were with their children, right?
Yeah.
So you were having like a two-couple lunch.
Yeah, I know.
And just completely disrespecting your other neighbors.
It's just a weird...
you can make it up to them.
The weird dynamic.
Do you hang with these, are these your homies? Yeah, the other couple?
The other couple right. is the woman on the street who, incidentally, is your MILF.
Oh, okay. Oh.
Yeah, right.
With the, okay.
Her, yeah.
With the guy that's like...
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, the...
guy that we don't talk about.
The guy is scary guy.
Yeah, because he's mean. I mean, not mean, but he's scary.
He's not mean.
He's nice. He's a nice guy, but he's like, whoa, don't do that. So, well, now I'm even more surprised you didn't bring the tables together.
Yeah, I know, because the guy that I'm afraid of on the street...
Well, that guy gives that look to everybody.
Yeah.
Sorry. I'm just kidding. But but that's probably... I can understand why it was a little awkward there.
Right, and we're there with...
I sure would have brought those tables together if I were you.
We're there with the new people, don't you know?
How are the new people?
Well, the new people are real nice. Good. You know what I mean? They have fresh breath of fresh air. They've not been around long enough. Oh, you mean her? The potential on her?
That's what I always ask.
Absolutely.
Really?
Yeah, the nice POA moving in the neighborhood.
Really?
And, they've not been around long enough to hear a lot of our show to know how really crappy our show is.
Right.
So they are, we've not had time. We've been unpacking the talk show you do. We hear... People talk about it all the time, but what's it all about?
Is that when you took the shrimp from your shrimp cocktail and you just sort of seductively roll it between your tongue and teeth?
Wow.
And look at her like this. It's nothing dirty.
Nothing dirty.
I always live vicariously through your neighbor relationships.
Yeah.
Don and my show. So I want to apologize to the neighbors who we were out with the other ones.
Right.
That it wasn't a slight. That it just happens that we were all at the same restaurant.
It would be a slight that if the night before or that morning they'd had a conversation and say, would you like to go out to lunch with us? Well, then you wouldn't go to that restaurant and you probably wouldn't go out with the other neighbors. But
right. What
are you doing? And it would also be a slight if you had a conversation with these neighbors and they said, what are you doing today? Oh, nothing. We're going to stay at the house.
Yeah, and then you're
screwed.
Yeah. Then you're at the same restaurant.
Then it's just like mucho awkwardo.
You can fix this.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello. Good morning.
Hi.
How you doing? This is Kenny up in Duluth, Minnesota.
Yes, Kenny. How you doing then?
Well, I just wanted to call and say thanks for coming on the air up here. You're on a tape delay basis up here. You're not even on the air yet here.
Do we have a Minnesota affiliate?
Apparently so, Mike.
XAM 970 AM.
In Duluth.
Yes. Yes, you're on tape delay. Basically, when you guys go off the air, you come on the air.
What's your temperature there today?
mid-40s, partly sunny.
Well,
pretty nice day.
Listen, somebody please call my agent, tell him Mike and I want to retire immediately. We've made it to an AM station in Duluth, Minnesota.
Duluth, Minnesota.
Hello, wow. Kim from Jersey, WYSP. Kim.
Hi, guys.
Hi, honey.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi.
I just wanted to call and talk to you about the guy who's going to come down and make his wee-wee into a hamburger.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah. I know. Don was talking about Real Sex like 2 months ago, and I wondered if you guys saw that. That was on Real Sex.
Oh, so it was a guy that was duping us, maybe.
Yeah, I think he probably got it off of Real Sex.
There's
these guys that travel around, and they can make like 30 things out of their genitals, and they do this on like Broadway and stuff.
Yeah, I bet that the guy is not...
Oh, yeah, it's that penis show.
Roof at us. I bet the guy probably saw it on TV and said, hey, you know what? I can do that with my penis.
You know, if two guys can do it, probably everybody can do it.
Probably.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Well, I don't think he's cheating or anything. It would surely be interesting, but I just wanted to say that I think that that's where he got it from, and I was wondering if you guys had seen it.
I didn't see that part, but thank you, honey.
Perhaps we'll learn how.
Thank you. Thanks for the call.
Okay, bye-bye.
We got a break. Of course, we're looking for more contestants. How can a guy tell me I'm hitting golf balls wrong when he's never seen me hit a golf ball? Buddy.
Yes.
Yeah.
What hacker told you to put your weight on your left foot when it hit the golf ball? Was it Mike?
Hey, eat me. I didn't say anything. And you don't know what type of swing he was probably teaching him how to chip.
It's a short game that I'm working on.
Bingo. See, that's why I didn't say anything.
And the guy's name is Matt, and
he was teaching you how to chip. He was teaching you how to run the ball up to the green, right?
Right.
When you're off the edge of the green, put your weight on your left foot.
Correct.
Thank you. Not the regular golf swing, which is weight evenly distributed on both. That's what I figured, you see?
Hello? Well, I needed a clarification, because that's the only shot where you would put your weight on.
No, but let me tell you something. If his weight was too far back, the guy would tell him, put more of your weight on your left foot to balance things out. And that's also why I didn't say anything.
Here's another quiz the guy gave me during a golf lesson. When you're putting, which is more important, accuracy or speed?
Speed.
Wrong.
Correct.
Wrong.
Well, it depends on the putt.
Accuracy, because as he showed me, he lined up for a putt about 20 feet away. He hit it hard. It went right over the top of the hole.
Right.
And he nailed it right. He hit it perfectly, but it went over the hole.
Yeah.
He said, now, the whole thing is accuracy. And again, I'm getting these lessons because I'm a retard and I've never played golf.
Well, both things are important in a putt, but I mean, speed on a lag putt is more important, and accuracy on a short putt is more
all
important.
All I'm saying is, he just said, don't worry about, you know. Well, his whole philosophy with me with this golf thing has been, think of it as baseball. Don't try to hit a home run. Just bunt it.
Yeah.
Just right now. Just make contact with it.
Right.
Just, you know, it's in your shoulders.
You'll hear a lot of times on a golf course, it's a speed putt. When they say that, that's because you got because distance is everything. You don't want to come up. You don't want to be deadly accurate and come up halfway short.
Right. F you, okay, buddy.
The best putting tip is to keep it low.
You're no buddy of mine.
Keep it low.
Body.
You will notice that I am completely, I'm only, when it comes to your discussions of the golf game, it is on a speak when spoken to basis. I will only speak when spoken to, because I know that, you know, the worst thing, I like the fact that you're playing this game, I like you to pursue it, so I'm not going to sit there and just deluge you with all my theories. And you know what, the golf game and the golf swing, in my opinion, after, you know, how many years I've played it, you do what works for you. And I don't care how unorthodox it is. There are guys that have totally weird swings, and they do great. That's the way it works.
Anyway, it's you know, it's
whatever's fun.
With my wife and I to get together and do stuff together.
I mean, I played golf on Saturday and hurt myself horribly on something that was just incredibly stupid. I was trying to hit a ball. I hit it right into a ditch, and I was trying to go down there with a 2-iron and grab this thing, and I pulled my arm back as hard. I swung as hard as I have ever swung at a golf ball, because there was all this thick grass that I was going to try to get it through, and I didn't hit anything.
Wow.
It was pure air, and when it came around, if it was in slow motion, you would have seen my entire wrist turn around and just go, no.
What's up, guys?
I mean, I'm talking about real, real pain, and it still hurts.
Yeah. Oh, sorry.
Sorry.
I have to break. We have to break.
I'll rub my hands.
Keep calling with what your mom or dad would do for the trip to Cancun, and we'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Okay, hi, this is Dorm Radio, D-O-R-M, broadcasting live from the basement of the Science Building. Great.
The Don and Mike Show. You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-265-3636. From D.C. on WJFK, 202-432-1087. From New York City on WNEW, 877-692-1027. They're ready to believe.
Right. You try Alan there, Lisa? General manager of WJFK Radio.
Alan Linewand,
de facto general manager.
So what are we talking to Alan about?
Well, I mean, who am I to be jealous?
Right.
But let me see. Where's that pro? Here you go.
Oh.
Listen to,
I
forgot the out of spots.
Like a 5-star BJ.
There you go.
The Don and Mike program.
Thank you.
I heard a promo for Opie and Anthony.
Mm-hmm.
right? More power to them.
Right.
Listen to the promo.
WJFK's Opie and Anthony.
Thank you, Washington. They sent us a nice gift.
Opie and Anthony, congratulations on your terrific winter book ratings.
This is for Washington, D.C.
We know the best is yet to come. We look forward to welcoming you both to Washington and WJFK.
Yeah, we'll be there May 10th.
So they got sense of stuff.
Excellent.
That's nice. Good for them.
Yeah.
Where's our stuff?
Yeah, we had good ratings, too.
Mm-hmm. Right?
What's the deal? What's the dilly, yo?
This is obviously a shocking development from something below Alan, because Alan I've always found to be very giving and very generous. So I'd look to the underlings first.
Right.
Where's our present?
I mean, where are our gifts?
What's Ken's phone number? Let me call Ken.
Carl Farley gave me, I mean, that's a client-related thing, right? Those golf shirts that he gave me?
One for you, one for Don.
What's Ken's number?
Mm-hmm. Here it is.
Well, just read it out.
445.
445. Where's our present?
Lovely golf shirts from Stephen Windsor. There's the plug.
We had better ratings. Christ, this is the highest rated 4 hours of the day on this radio station.
Since I do like golf shirts, let me just take this opportunity to say Ronald Nemendorf. Keep them coming. They are gorgeous.
Gorgeous. And now no one's answering the phone.
You know what? They're running, Don. I know you have been trying to get him during the break, and I know you've been desperately trying to address this situation, and now they are running and hiding, and this is unacceptable.
Yes, I have no problem with other disc jockeys getting presents.
I mean, whenever we have gotten presents, we've had to do it this way. We've had to cajole. Right. We've had to push.
Needle. But frankly, where's our presents?
Right. And really, you know, we're easy when it comes to presents. We don't need anything elaborate that you have to go pick out. All I have to do is go to an ATM.
Absolutely. Tomorrow on the show, what would your mom or dad do for a trip to Cancun, Mexico?
Man, would he or she turn their genitals into a cheeseburger?
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
I don't have a what would my mom do, but I have the perfect church for you.
Oh, for tomorrow? Okay,
hey,
honey.
Matthews.
don't,
you got to keep it a secret.
Don't say it.
Oh. Yeah, you have to tell us off the air, because then
they told me to tell you.
Who told you? Did Joe?
The guy who answered the phone.
Right, okay.
Well, he doesn't listen to the show, so don't worry about what he says.
Dum-dum. Thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Who's that, Lisa?
Alan.
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 And before we talk to Alan, let's...
Before we begin a negotiation, which
talk to Bill. Hi, Bill.
Hello.
Hi.
Yeah, I was listening to Sports Junkies on Friday night, and they got the same gift that O&A got. You know, the stone crabs from Miami, and they were estimating it was worth around $700, and they were sitting there eating it on the air.
What the hell is the deal?
Thank you. Alan.
Hello?
Hey, former friend.
Hey, it's Don and Mike.
Hey, guys. You notice I'm not coming in the studio.
Yeah. I was looking at the winner rating book.
Yes, congratulations.
Great rating book for WJFK. So happy about that.
Thank you.
And thank you for the call, incidentally. The call that you made to me meant so much. Oh, that's right, you didn't call.
Well, listen, you changed your cell phone number more than...
No. I've got the same cell phone number.
Well,
and you know where I was last week. As I go through and I look at the hour by hour ratings of all the shows, all the great dynamite shows on WJFK,
station doing very, very well.
Yeah. I can't help but noticing that the highest rated 4 hours of the day are the 4 hours of the day of the Don Mike Show.
As we would expect.
And I'm very, very proud of that accomplishment.
Yes.
And I'm noticing that Opie and Anthony had good ratings. I'm happy about that. Yes. I noticed that the Sports Junkies had good ratings. I'm happy about that. But frankly, where's our present? You gave presents to the other disc jockeys, yet here we are, you know, your cash cow.
Yes, really, the most successful show, ratings-wise, financially, on this radio station.
And your hands are nowhere near our teats.
Well, what is going on, Alan? What is it? You know, I
there's no
shudder.
There is no conspiracy. There is no conspiracy.
Well, I didn't say conspiracy. I shudder to think that it was just a simple oversight.
No, it would never be. Would we forget about you guys?
Well, you did.
Yeah.
In fact, wait.
No, in your mind we did, but how do you know that good things don't come to those who wait?
No, because now you're going to get on the phone and you'll order whatever you ordered for me.
Were these gifts delivered on Friday?
I think so, yes.
See,
Yes.
See, now, technically, see, I know how Alan works. He could make the argument, technically, that, you know, we haven't gotten ours yet. He could technically make that argument.
That would be the technical argument I would make.
Since the the ratings were
The ratings came out Wednesday. The ratings came out Wednesday.
So in other words, gifts were being selected and handpicked for the other shows.
Yes.
While we were completely ignored.
Correct.
Well, you know, you also weren't in town on Wednesday, Thursday, or Friday.
And neither were Opie and Anthony.
Well, but they're never in town.
Why so.
Oh, you were simply waiting till we got back into town?
Sure.
To give us the best gift of all? The best gift in monetary value? The highest money value gift of all three shows?
Just go on this. Good things happen to those who wait.
I'm down with that.
Yeah, right.
You know, just
whatever. Good talk.
Take a chill.
Good talking to you. And incidentally, I also want you to know I didn't take that as a slight today, that when you were in the office talking to Ken, and as soon as you heard me come down the hall, you shut the door, so I couldn't be involved in that discussion?
Well, how do you know, just like the discussion you might be having, how do you know that I wasn't having a similar discussion?
Impossible.
Well, no.
The discussion that I was having with Ken was of a personal nature.
Well, how do you know mine wasn't?
Because I know what yours was about.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Yours was about the DJs whose contract is running out.
It's silence on the
air. I know it.
Silence. Are you smiling right now, Alan?
Oh, I'm always smiling. And I'm smiling broadly because I'm not in the studio.
Right. Yeah. Does this mean Rob loves that joke? Does that mean you'll never come in the studio again?
Pretty much.
Wow. That's funny.
You know, am I so wrong to ask? I simply ask. You know, these guys, the sports junkies, they got 3 weeks left on their deal. Are we going to re-sign them or what?
I don't want crabs.
No, you don't.
I don't want stone crabs.
I guarantee you not.
I don't want some smelly thing that I got to put in my car.
And Mike, incidentally, call them what they are. Trade stone crabs.
Traded stone crabs.
Trade stone crabs.
Trade crabs.
Trade crabs.
Trade crabs.
TCs.
Right, exactly.
Valuable trade.
So, like, I'm not savvy enough that I don't know when I'm going down to Ken's office to discuss some radio station stuff today.
Did Alan shut the door on you?
As I'm getting closer, I see Alan's head, and then the door just shuts.
It shuts.
The door just shuts.
Huh, right.
It's like I'm coming down the hall, and I'm going, hey, good morning, Tim. Hey, good morning, Charlie. I see Alan, and all of a sudden, just shuts the door right in my face.
I don't think it was in your face.
Alan.
Your timing was bad.
Yeah, your timing. Don, you should be scolded for getting to the building.
My timing was bad because why? Because.
What, are you lost for words, Alan?
No, I'm just listening.
No. Why was my timing bad?
I was in a discussion with Ken about something else, about a variety of things, put it that way.
A variety of things that frankly, I should be allowed to participate in.
Well, there were maybe one or two of them there, but not the one in particular that I was addressing.
And what was that?
Don and Mike's future at WJFK.
what was that?
Maybe we were talking about your gift.
Now, you're such a liar.
No, listen, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
You know what's killing me? Is it? All right, let me ask you something. And, Alan, I want you to do something that's hard for you to do. I want you to be really honest with me right now.
Okay, go ahead.
All right, here's the deal. Has the process of the Don and Mike gift,
yes,
has it begun already?
Yes.
Or did it begin when we started doing this talking?
Absolutely not.
Really?
Really? So it began like today?
The discussions began immediately on Wednesday.
The discussions. He's so full of crap.
I'm not. I'm really not full of crap. But, you know, you'll believe what you want to believe. But, you know, I think ultimately you'll be very happy. Let's just put it that way.
It's not going to be a decanter or anything.
It's not even the gift that matters.
It could be a decanter. It could be a decanter.
It's simply the thought.
Right.
Simply the thought. That's all.
For future reference, when we're rewarded, we'd like to be rewarded first. Here. Now, gentlemen.
Or at least at the same time as the other disc jockey.
Yeah, because otherwise we feel
bad. Well, you know, it wouldn't make sense if we rewarded you for WJFK ratings when you're coming back to the radio station this week. up in New York.
Well, we're here, though. We're here, and there's no reward.
And the week just started, so, you know, just...
Well, you know what this is? You know what this is? Don't worry, I'm used to it being taken for granted.
Oh, absolutely, and we will get the gift after we cajole, of course.
No, listen.
Oh, and listen, you know, what else I wanted to thank you for very much was that day that I pitched in and did the Redskins draft show and was on the air for over 6 hours helping to fix a situation that had been effed up not through my direct contact. Thank you very much for calling me up and saying, hey, Don, thanks for working for 6 hours on your day off. I appreciate that as well.
Well, you know what? Of all the things he said, you're absolutely right. That was wrong of me not to call you.
All right.
I do appreciate it. And you know it.
And what about a simple phone call last week? Hey, the book came out. The numbers were great.
Alan, are we going to have to, like, ratings book after ratings book after ratings book continue to teach you how to be thoughtful?
Well, what can I tell you?
Hey, that's when you know you've won, when he says, what can I tell you?
Right.
And let me just say this, if nothing else, this guy right here...
You know what it is about? This is about us locking him in the studio. That's
Alan Linewood, you know what
there
it,
you go.
You know what it is about
there
this guy? He knows how to make a guy feel good.
Mm-hmm.
He knows how to make a guy feel like he's on top of the world.
That's what people's skills are all about.
That's his main deal. I mean, and it started like this today.
The door is shutting.
The door slamming. You know, like, oh, here comes Don. God damn, I know what he's going to say. He's going to ask if we've solved the problem yet. Let's shut the door so he's not involved in this. Alan Linewand, he makes things happen.
There you go.
Makes things happen.
Well, you know, a little over 2 hours left in the show there, Al.
Well, and there's this week, there's next. There's a lot of time left. I'm telling you, you guys won't be unhappy. Let's just
You know what? Seriously, Alan?
Or maybe you will be now.
Seriously,
I don't know.
We're not unhappy. We're not unhappy. We're busting your balls. We're busting your balls.
We're very happy.
Alan, why deal with a situation that could be put off forever? Why deal with it?
Why do today what you can put off forever? That's going to be a plaque. That is a plaque we have to put somewhere. We actually, Joe Ardinger would have dibs on that.
Maybe. Combination Joe and
just
Alan.
Kidding, Joe. I know you worked real hard to find that other deli.
All right, Alan. That's all.
All right, guys.
Thanks again.
Hey, congratulations on a great rating book.
Thanks.
Thank you very much, Alan.
That was Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. 5 days late. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Have a wonderful day.
Congratulations on your stellar leadership.
And, Alan, if something does happen to find its way into the studio before we go off the air today, let me simply thank you in advance.
Well, just know, if it happened to today or tomorrow or the next day, I won't be in the studio with it.
Okay, very good. No problem.
Let me thank you again for shutting the door in my face today.
Oh, my God.
Really, you know, what's my bottom line in this? I'm just going to...
Bottom line, huh?
I'm just saying, what's the freaking deal?
Right.
It's not a surprise. It's not a secret, for God's sakes, in the industry. And they've talked about it on their show. But the junkie's contract is up.
Right. Mm-hmm. Exactly. You know, everybody's contract eventually runs out.
Right.
I just want to know, are you going to re-sign him? What's the deal?
Well, I'll talk to you about it later. Let's talk about it later. Come on in.
Come on in.
He's invited you. You got yourself a meeting.
Well, I wanted to come in this morning to discuss it, but I heard, the door slam.
Hey, I guess you never came back to the meeting we were supposed to have the other day. I was on the phone, and I said, you know, I'll just be 5 minutes. And
yeah, and I came back in 5 minutes, and your door was shut. And then I went upstairs, and I stayed for about a half an hour. And, the motto, why deal with a situation that could be put off till forever?
Hey, incidentally, do people know in listener land that actually that door is the actual sound of Ken Stevens' door?
Mm-hmm.
Really... That's what his door sounds like when I put it. Yeah, steel with bolts in it.
Mm-hmm.
Great. All right. There
and Ken has bolts in his head.
Listen, you know what I've said? It starts at the top.
Mm-hmm.
Right there. It's a trickle-down theory. Thanks, Al.
All right, guys.
Thank you, Alan. Always a pleasure.
Have a good show.
Goodbye. Great.
We will, as always. Thank you.
All right, guys.
Goodbye. Hey,
incidentally, how's the billing going?
Oh, we're getting things back on track.
Wonderful.
Really? How's April looking?
Never as good as it should.
Never as good as it should.
Gotcha. Okay.
Oh, this is a fun place.
Bye bye.
Bye bye.
Bye bye.
See
you. Bye bye.
There he goes.
Jerk off.
Goodbye, Ben. He's fun, isn't he?
An a-hole.
And you know what's great?
That'd be a record month. Just for anybody who's listening, that would be a record month also where it'd be never as good as it should.
Yeah. That's
the motto around here. That's their thing. That's right. What they do.
That's the fun Alan. That's the fun on the air Alan. That's right. Not like the real Alan. That's Alan being fun.
Yes. Well, Rob has his own personal issues that he's very sensitive about. Sure.
He's a great guy.
Right.
Good luck.
I forgot that Rob went through a negotiation with him as well.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. All right. Well, apparently all the other disc jockeys are enjoying the Stone Crabs, and to them we say congratulations.
Absolutely.
Way to go. Job well done.
May we make a pact here? Are we in agreement that something that doesn't arrive by the end of broadcast day today, and no need?
Agreed.
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 Yeah.
And nothing...
Gets here before the show's over, fine, but otherwise, no. Nix. Ixnay.
Yeah. Otherwise, yeah. Just... Forget it. Because, you know, as I've been told many times before anyway, the thank you's the paycheck.
Right.
So, okay. You know, thanks.
Yeah, we appreciate the paycheck.
I get my paycheck every 2 weeks.
And, you know, and also a variety of, you know, if there is something brought in here. You know, bring it in an envelope. Simple stuff.
Easy. Mike.
Easy.
I'll bet you.
Don, I've been looking at the ledger lately. Yeah, every little bit's going to help me.
I'll bet. I know you need it, but yeah. I'll bet you.
Oh, yeah.
I probably got $70 in my pocket.
Mm-hmm.
Bet you $70. Not a chance. You're looking for money? Not a chance money shows up before the end of the show today.
I can't take that bet.
Yeah.
I can't afford to pay it off.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. See, you want an explanation of that? Okay.
No, I don't.
Let me just say hi to Doug Wallachin.
Okay.
Hello, Doug.
Attorney at law.
There you go. My
pal. Well, it's the seamy underbelly of radio, ladies and gentlemen.
Sure is.
You know, that's all I know is that around here, Jesus Christ. And, you know, we thought that we got a chilly reception at WNAW.
Right.
Imagine that today here at good old WJFK. Here I am. Hi, I'm only the program director, only wondering what's going to happen to our lineup in 3 weeks.
What do we have to do to feel the love? I think I know.
I'm coming around the corner. He sees me, and it's right away.
Ouch.
Then I have to go back and actually physically bang on the door.
Right.
You know, bang, 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 and go, hi, listen, I know you shut the door in my face just 5 minutes ago, but I really need to speak to Ken.
Sure.
About a couple of topics.
Right now.
Right now. Alan. Alan Linewand.
Yeah. Amazing, isn't it?
He is.
Amazing. Amazing to figure out.
How have we
done as well as we have for as long as we have? And, man, that's what it is, isn't it?
Here's
we are victims
get.
Of our own success.
This is what I don't get. How is he able to walk without a spine? wouldn't you think that he'd be, like, all hunched over like...
Snail-like, yeah. Wouldn't be able to move.
Wouldn't you think that he would just be...
Without assistance, yeah.
Crawling like a reptile on its belly?
Right, like maybe with a leash and someone pulling him on a pulley, on a pull cart.
Yeah.
Like that lady with no legs down in Atlantic City. No arms and no legs. Plays the piano with her tongue.
All right, well, there you go. There's
hell of a performer.
There's the upper management at Infinity Broadcasting, WJFK. We have to do a quick break. We will be, what is this, Rob? From the mind of Rob. Alan Linewand was genetically created from a snake and a boneless chicken.
Boneless chicken breast.
Thank you. Touché.
Hey, but the good news is he's 100% protein.
Right. Oh, here comes Don. Shut the door. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I think socks had something to do with that decision.
It's not funny.
I beg your pardon?
What word do you have trouble with? You understand not? That's comfortable for you?
Yeah.
And funny, you've heard of that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This doesn't work. You see, I think socks had something to do with that decision. See, now I'm laughing.
Well, laugh loud so you can cover for the rest of us.
Hey, you like your job?
No.
Well, watch it. Let me go.
Oh, may I? Thank you. Come on, sir.
Watch it, asshole.
The Don and Mike Show. Your source for bad horse. The Don and Mike Show.
Spineless Management, notwithstanding, tomorrow we're giving away a trip to Cancun, Mexico.
Wow, it's going to be a great show.
From Dos Equis, the first Mexican import draft beer in the United States. My question is, what would your mom or dad do to win a trip to Cancun? We've done this contest for years with guys and with girls.
with foodstuffs, with drinks,
yes,
with animals,
sexual right. oddities.
Now it's mom and dad's turn.
Mm-hmm.
We've had some good calls today. What would your mom or dad do? He's going to come down to the Don and Mike World Broadcast headquarters at WJFK tomorrow, anytime during the show. And the question is, what would your mom or dad do to win a trip to Cancun, Mexico?
And they can simply be an oddity if your mom or dad is an oddity, and they don't have to do anything other than show us what's odd about them.
So, guys, gals, call in with your moms and dads. Here is Dave in New Jersey. Hi, Dave.
Hey, Don. How are you?
Okay, my friend.
I was wondering when you're going to have your gang on.
Ah, my gang is scheduled to come on the show this Friday.
Wow.
This Friday.
The whole gang. Is Robert Blake going to be coming in, too?
Yeah.
The whole gang, minus...
including Mr. DOT?
Minus the DOT guy.
Oh, he won't be here.
That's too bad. He will be obvious by his absence.
Oh, well, any gang historians will be able to figure that out. Mm-hmm.
That's right. Yeah, no, Friday is the day the gang's coming in.
Thanks.
All right, I won't bring anything valuable in here, that's for sure.
I've talked to most of them over the weekend. And you know, it's going to be an incredible... Friday's going to be the start of a pretty incredible weekend of nostalgia, because Friday... Mm-hmm. All of the guys who I went to junior high school with
right.
are coming in.
Mm-hmm.
Then over the weekend, Buzz and I are going to Chicago
right.
for the 20-year reunion of radio station WBBM-FM,
right.
which we both worked at.
Can you believe that? Where'd the time go?
20 friggin' years, and goddamn.
Yeah.
That's going to be a lot of reminiscing
yeah.
in just 24, 48 hours.
I think the radio reunion will probably be a little more fun reminiscing, right?
Oh, I think so.
Absolutely.
Although I think I would have as much fun with these guys if we went out and got hammered.
Oh, right, sure. Exactly.
Like we're going to go get hammered in Chicago.
Oh, very yeah. exciting.
On Saturday night in Chicago.
That's exciting stuff.
Do you have a hotel room already?
I do. All set.
Okay, good for you.
I have a reunion coming up also, you know.
What's that?
My reunion with the Brothers Katrumpus.
Oh!
Hey, it's been a while.
That's a reunion of friendship.
That's a reunion of friendship. The Brothers Katrumpus have invited me to the fabulous Greek Easter celebration, which is always a good time was had by all.
Cool.
Yes, they're wonderful boys. Don's had the pleasure of meeting my my friends Willie and George.
Just swing from chandeliers.
It's, yes, well, that was me doing that a long, long time ago. Big fun.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, my name is Scotty.
Hi, Scotty.
Hey, I'm from your smallest affiliate.
Really? Which
here in have? Burlington, Iowa.
Burlington, Iowa. Hi there.
How are you?
Okay.
Fine, thank you.
What can we do for you?
Well, you can tell me one thing.
One thing?
What?
Well, the first thing...
No, you said just one.
Are you speaking through a machine of some kind, Scotty? It sounds
no.
Tobacco Road almost.
You sound a little mechanical.
One thing, Scotty. Come on, you.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Put it out.
I sound like Data.
Scotty, we're going to need you to speak.
Actually,
quickly.
The first thing I would like to say.
The one
Don,
thing. The one thing.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You said
Don,
one
please.
Thing only.
Just one.
Select one thing.
Don.
Yes.
Do this. On your other shoulder, make a a highlight, a tattoo of pretty much the Star
Jesus,
Trek.
Come on.
Okay.
The Star Trek.
Boy, I'm glad that I only waited just for the one thing.
Yeah.
Right.
Slowest talking
man in America.
It's amazing what a long winter in Iowa will do to you.
Don the Mike Show. Hello.
Man.
Yeah, I just wanted to thank you for doing the draft thing over there. And if you see your buddy last night, and tell him it was the most screwed up thing they ever did, getting that quarterback. That's it.
All right. Thank
and
you
all have a nice one. And Buzz, Mike.
Mm-hmm.
I want y'all to know one thing.
What?
I got a great joke for you. His name is Ken Stevens. Thank you.
Thank you.
I didn't follow
so
that.
So now that was for Buzz and myself.
Hello, Don and Mike. He's a friend of the show.
Yeah.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, how are you?
Hi.
I want to give him a little advice on the...
You're talking to us. You're talking to us right
now. You're talking to us.
Oh, my God. Well, last week I couldn't get through and you guys were talking about the whole J.O. techniques and stuff.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Have you ever tried just sitting on your hand till it's numb?
I've heard of that one before.
You've heard of that one before, yes.
I think the tingling in your hand would negate any pleasure you would have.
Because it is supposed
to... I did it for like an hour.
It is supposed to give you the sensation that someone else is doing it to you, right?
And I sit, I sit on my hands during the show anyway.
No, that's me.
Goodbye. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey!
And call that move the stranger, incidentally, when you sit on your sit on your hand until your hand goes to sleep.
You're listening to Dimwitted Corner, Opinion Corner. I blew it, Rob. Sorry.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Thank you.
Hello.
Thank you very much.
Hey,
I'm here all
Daddy Brian.
Pardon me?
This is Stepdaddy Brian.
Yes, Stepdaddy.
I'd like to speak to Don.
You're speaking to me. Hello, Stepdaddy.
Don.
Yes.
Hey, Tim, you're gay.
Are you like the dad? This is like the daddy I saw on HBO last night. Anybody see that HBO special?
No.
Which one?
With the dad, the 40-year-old dad that turned 40 and he goes out with his kids to raves and takes ecstasy.
Oh, really?
And he was out there at a party, and then he was confused as to why he was being arrested at the end of the documentary.
Sure.
He's sitting there at a party where his 13-year-old kid is smoking dope and taking ecstasy, and then they finally lock this guy up, and it's like, I was just having fun.
Spending quality time with the kids.
Yeah, it was, and I'll tell you where all this happened. There was a beautiful apartment in Sacramento.
I am seeing.
I swear to God.
I'm seeing on the instant feedback now, people are writing it. That was an awesome show. And his 13-year-old was smoking pot with him out of a bong?
It was, he was smoking pot out of a bong, but his 18-year-old and I think 16-year-old daughter, they go to raves together, and it shows the at the time, I think 17 or 18-year-old son, and they're getting ecstasy together, and they're testing it to see, to check its purity. And you see the father, who's just this complete, I mean, megatard, and the dad was there, and then they end up in this apartment, and then you see the sheriff's department at the guy, and he said, and he's sitting there with the camera in the car with him after he came back from a child custody hearing because the wife called an emergency child custody hearing because of the guy's behavior. And you see all the, at his apartment, his beautiful apartment, you see all these sheriff's cars outside, and he's looking at the camera and he's going, should I go in? Should I go in there? And he's had this moment of a dilemma. And then you see him going upstairs with his suit and tie on because he'd just come from court, and his spiked blonde hair that he has to try to look like his son's friends.
He's from Sacramento, you said.
It was the apartment was located. There were places there were some stuff happened in Chico and also in Sacramento.
Ah.
And he was out there, and apparently they have a lot of raves out there.
Gotcha.
Yep. That's where it happened. I'm simply stating, yeah, it's a coincidence. I'm just stating a fact.
Yeah, and listen, I just want to say, Mike, Rob, I am proud of both of you guys.
Neither one of them danced.
No Sacramento dance during that entire story.
I was just wondering, was there any dancing at the rave?
There was lots of dancing at the rave, and I'm sure...
Estuarine dancing?
As much as, we're on tape delay in Sacramento, I'm sure tomorrow we would get calls from people that... I would guarantee we would get calls from people that know that dad.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Because he's very famous. And at one point, he's got the visor on, upside down and backwards, and he's sitting there just talking about how great the high was with his 18-year-old son sitting next to him.
Only thing better than the high is living in that city.
Rob.
Oh, God.
Rob, did we ever hear from... your brother, not your real brother, but the guy with the huge teeth about wearing the priest suit tomorrow?
Not yet.
He might be in his pre-med classes.
I listen to him. He's pre-med.
It is scary that you know so much about this guy.
I talked to him for about a half an hour.
This guy at
the last crap gig, and the thing is, he is really a serious student.
Hi, Remy.
Student.
Hi, guys. No, he called. It was during a break or whatever, but he's going to call back. But he called, and he's down. And
he's going to do it tomorrow?
Huh?
Okay. Fantastic.
Great.
Well, then we need to get him a priest uniform.
Uniform.
And then
that's done. I just need to put him in contact with the costume.
You know, I think we ought to put him in a uniform that's your size, though.
Oversized?
Yeah, oversized.
Uber-sized?
Yeah, oversized.
Now, do we want him wearing just the black jacket and the collar, or do we want him like in a Pope suit?
Oh, I don't think you want to go Pope. I think you want to look a little less, because my fantasy would be to dress him up like Barry Fitzgerald and Going My Way with the long robe and the big hat.
You know, the thing is, though, if you put him in the Pope suit, you get more comedy value there. You're creating more of a spectacle. You know, if he's sitting there, in dressed like a bishop.
Big tall hat.
And handing out the Justin Timberlake posters, I think you got more of a bang for your comedy buck there. Right, I think you go either way.
Rob, I'll leave it up to you.
All right, well, it's going to be dictated by what they've got in stock.
Okay, right. Great.
We'll get the funniest Catholic outfit in town.
Town.
All right, beautiful. So tomorrow, the guy with the big teeth will be down at a Catholic church somewhere in D.C., standing on the street corner with a cell phone and a bullhorn, and he'll be screaming that he loves Lance Bass and Justin Timberlake and Joey Pantalone or whatever his name is from NSYNC, and why is it so wrong for him to love NSYNC?
And we can get him, like, posters and key tags to give out, like NSYNC key tags.
And if we really want to get better, he can, like, start rubbing himself with the...
A dance.
With the posters.
Get a boombox on, you know, and just start dancing to NSYNC.
But yeah, we got to get him in a... Hey, Rob, we got to get him a boombox, too. Absolutely. Yeah.
You know, really, that in of itself, if you have people walking by and he is in the... Now, see, you mentioned the Pope outfit, and now now I'm laughing a little bit more. You have him in the Pope outfit.
Or you have him with the Pope outfit with the big pointy hat.
Yeah, with the regular priest outfit.
The point dress.
Yeah, maybe a regular priest outfit with the pointy hat. Dancing, you know, gyrating.
With a big Easter hat. Mm-hmm. You know, and the whole time he's got a bullhorn. This is Father Phil McCracken. I love NSYNC. You got a problem with that?
Dance with me.
Yes, sir.
Come dance with me.
Can we get him a boombox?
Sure.
And an NSYNC CD?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
I'm Father Phil McCracken. I love NSYNC. Come dance with me.
You want Hanson as well?
No, I think NSYNC works. Hanson is too old now.
Absolutely.
Old school.
That's right. Well, Hanson, really, I mean, really seriously, they're probably past the age of, so's NSYNC.
Yeah. Do you want him, based on years and years of jokes that I've heard, you also ought to have some sort of candy for him to hand out. He ought to be handing out candy.
Like Smarties?
No, just like Snickers bars.
Yeah, fun size.
Fun size?
Line one size.
Yeah, we should have...
Goldstein size Snickers bars.
Have a bag, you know, who wants candy?
That could be... Yeah, that's strong.
Yeah. Who wants candy?
Who wants candy?
Who wants to dance with me? I love Lance Bass. I love Justin Timberlake. What's so wrong with that?
Who wants candy? Come dance with me.
I'm Father Phil McCracken.
And if we get this guy, well, he's called. I'm glad that he's called.
Yeah.
That'll be terrific.
All right, we got him. On to the emails. We've not done this yet today. Yeah. You write us emails at this address, Don and Mike at Verizon-UC.com. And the computer plays them back. And it's our way of finding out what you guys think of the show, what you got going on. Let's go right to your emails.
Old email message from my Paris. I'm Johnny Riz. Hi, Don and Mike. It's me, Johnny Riz.
All right, now let me just...
Johnny Riggs?
Premises by telling everybody, Johnny Riggs was a disc jockey for a Washington, D.C. radio station.
Right.
Who got fired because he was involved in child pornography.
Oh, Johnny Riggs. Now I remember. Okay, Johnny Riggs.
Johnny Riggs.
I know I've had some problems in the past, but I'd like to apply for a job on your staff. And with my girlfriend getting out of school at 3:30 p.m., I could stay for the whole show.
Oh, boy.
Thanks, and I'll call you soon.
Okay.
Old email message. From Chef Survey, Robo Tyson. Dear Don and Mike, I will love you till you love me, Fadges. And the brothers are running Philadelphia.
There it is.
Fadges. Wishfully yours, Robo Tyson.
Robo Tyson.
Old email message. From Sides, Scott L. Enema.
That is the subject. Enema.
Former Sergeant at Arms for the Fraternal Order of Death to Regis, and Kathy Lee International speaking. I just had a hot possum enema. Granny says Larry King has a hot possum enema every morning for breakfast. Right in his butter. Old email message.
These are interesting.
From CYNOS07. Time is ticking.
Time is ticking.
My time is ticking, so I must make this fast. Lisa, I love you and wish for you to be my goddess. I will worship you for everything you are worth. Cell phone or not, I will worship you. Oh no, my time is up. Time to go back to work. Peace, love, and toast.
Toast.
Old email message.
Interesting.
From Johnny Scamboni. A funny little song.
Funny little song.
Mrs. Landers was a health nut. She cooked food and Mr. Harris was her boyfriend.
and he had a great big cock-a-doodle-doodle. The rooster just won't quit, and I don't want my breakfast. But because it tastes like cheats has made good house pets, they're cuddly and sweet. Monkeys aren't good to have, cause they like to beat their meeting in the office, or meeting in the hall. The boss, he wants to see you so you can suck his balls. That was a writer. He lived with that one fun. Mrs. Roberts didn't like him, but that's cause she's a contaminated water, can really make you sick. Your bladder gets infected, and blood comes out your dick. Take what I'm saying, and it will bring you up. And if you all don't like it, I don't give a flying F. You guys suck. That's for me.
Wow, now that's fantastic.
That's a pretty clever one.
That's using the art form.
That's a pretty good one.
Old email message from Don March. This is Rush Limbaugh. This is how all of my callers sound to me. Now that I have my cochlear implants, I just wish they all did not sound like G. Gordon Liddy. You are on the air, sir. I am going to write home in my Band-Aid. Good day to you, Captain. Old email message.
Good day to you.
From Coral Guy. Oh, I am bad. Oh, my, what to say, what to say. Okay, boys, make your tongue 6 feet long and lift my swollen yambat from across the room.
All right.
Love and kisses, Andrew Dice Clay. Pinch the helmet, hot suit, hot suit.
All right.
Old email message. From Van Cleve. Hello, my name is Al Gore. I would like to be president in 2004. I have nothing to offer except facial hair and sweaty armpits. I have to go. Tipper says I need to turn off my battery pack.
Oh,
now,
God.
Remember, vote Gord the Horde. In port.
How many inches between those words when it does that? That's amazing.
From engine 11722, we the people hold these truths to be self-evident that all men are created equal. And the brothers are running Philadelphia.
And I just want to say it to our listeners, that this is a very, very exciting era.
Yes.
Right now.
Yes, right.
We are still having the computer read these emails.
This is very, very thrilling for us.
But the end of this bit is so close.
Yeah, especially when
you can smell it.
Words are said like
smell
that.
As a matter of fact, if the next one is no good,
it's done.
We're carrying it.
It's deceased.
Wow. I don't want to put any pressure on whatever this last email is.
And I mean, we're talking. We're going to have to really enjoy it.
Here we go.
Old email message from Jovan Premosta. Top 10 things that sound dirty in the office that aren't. 10. I need to whip it out by 5. 9.
Uh-oh.
Mind if I use your laptop?
Uh-oh.
8. Just stick it in my box.
Here we go.
Uh-oh.
7. If I have to lit one more, I'll gag. 6. I want it on my desk. Now.
Uh-oh.
5. HMM. I think it's out of fluid. 4. My equipment is so old, it takes forever to finish. 3.
Uh-oh.
It's an entry-level position.
Oh, my.
2. When do you think you'll be getting off today?
Okay.
And the number one thing that sounds dirty in the office that isn't? It's not fair. I do all the work while she just sits there.
There are no more messages.
That's it.
You're damn right there are no more messages.
Sayonara.
No more. Goodbye.
It was fun most of the time while it lasted.
The last couple of times.
That's it.
A little tedious.
Yeah, maybe I'll allow one last go-round if you guys want to try to be creative with ways of having the computer say goodbye or having the computer commit suicide.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, that'd be a wonderful thing if, you know, now that the computer knows that it's going to be killed, your emails can simply be last words from the computer.
It obviously happened the moment that we had the computer as a guest on Newsmaker of the Week.
Yes. That's it.
That was the
beginning of the end.
It was.
Went to his head.
Right.
Very sad.
I'm not saying we're ever going to read them again, but the email address is donandmike@verizon-uc.com.
That's where you can send your goodbye letters.
And frankly, it lasted longer.
It lasted longer than we expected.
Than I predicted when I was in the client pitch meeting. Sure. I said, maybe 2 or 3 days and we'll be sick of it.
Absolutely. And who'd have thunk? I was very... There was one day last week, might have been Wednesday or Thursday of last week's show, where it just was fracturingly funny, and then it just never got back to that level.
That's it.
I'm Jack.
There's a guy, that guy that called earlier, probably thrilled to death right now that we're killing off this bit.
Satan is having his way today.
Absolutely, boy, and I feel sorry for that little mechanized voice.
Yeah.
You know, because he's about to go to the scrap heap.
We'll put it to you guys to give us one final segment tomorrow with the computer
right.
as we kill off the Verizon-UC.com Don and Mike email bag.
It'll be amazing that we will not be hearing on that computer voice, "You guys rock, that's for Tim again."
We will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I flopped and not straight.
You voodoo nut! Motherfucker! That is it!
That's it! What the f*** you talking about? That's it! Take your
yeah,
mouth, eh?
Yeah! No more! No! Not tonight! This son of bitch all night, he... Tick, tick, tick! He trapped me!
Well, you feeling satisfied now, Teddy? Because I can go on busting you up all night.
Yet, yet,
he beat me. Straight up. Paid that man his money.
The Don and Mike Show. God damn it.
Right.
The Don and Mike Show.
Right. We got 10 or 11 moms and dads already signed up coming down for tomorrow's contest.
All right.
Good. For the What Would Your Mom or Dad Do for the trip to Cancun, Mexico.
I look forward to that show.
From Dos Equis, explore the double X. Still got time to call. 877-365-3636.
Oh, wait a minute. Wait a minute, someone's made their way into the studio.
Tell us what it is your mom or dad would do for a trip to Cancun, Mexico. That is tomorrow.
Way to focus, Don, and not be distracted by the fact that General Manager Alan Linewand has made it into the studio. And come into the studio, something he said he would never do.
There he is. Hi, Alan.
I'm petrified.
That's true.
Hi there.
You look a little too comfortable to be running out this time.
Yeah. Alan, how would you like to read this slug for our bowling team on Wednesday night? Go ahead.
It'll be a brouhaha in Alexandria.
Yeah, go ahead. No, come on, read it. Come on, read it. Seriously, read it.
No.
Alan, please read it.
Oh, come on.
Come on, Mike, get back here.
Mike left.
All right.
Mike is leaving the studio again.
No, that's all right. Alan, this is not a setup.
Okay.
It's not a setup.
As the Gutterballs dissect the X-Men at the wonderful Alexandria AMF on Richmond Highway, Wednesday at 7 p.m., come watch us get jiggy with our matching shirts.
There you go. Thank you very much. That's all I had in mind was simply to have you read the slug.
Anything you ask me to do now, I have to think twice about.
There you go. So what can we do for you?
Well, I just wanted to come in. You guys called me a couple of minutes back. And,
right.
I didn't want you to think we forgot about you, because you guys are a very important part of this radio station.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I wanted to tell you how much we appreciate it with the only thing that you guys really care about.
Right.
And that's the gift of...
sex?
Cash.
Wow.
Congratulations on a terrific winter rating book.
Thank you. Is that for both of us?
Well, it could be. You guys have to fight that out.
Really? Is that? That's it? Okay, give Mike some.
There you go. Okay, thank you.
Give Mike some.
Oh, no, I don't want your change.
Come on.
I don't want your change. No,
seriously. Come on, really, seriously.
No, that's not enough.
It's not enough, no.
Wow. It's not enough.
Are you playing some kind of game?
No, that's it.
I
can have a little bit before.
Okay.
And seriously, this is for the entire show. Whatever you guys...
You got it.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you, Alan.
Congratulations.
Thank you, Alan.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Okay, way to go.
We appreciate that.
Just before you leave, how much did the crabs cost? How much did the crabs cost?
I don't know. Probably a few $100.
Were they trade? Not at all? Not even some of it?
Chunks guessed $700. That was their guess.
Well,
they said about $700.
That was their guess.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, all right, thank you, Alan.
Hey, okay.
Thank you very much, Alan. We appreciate it. Oh, wait. Hold on, he's got more.
I got a little bit more.
Here's a little bit more.
Hold See, now he's playing games.
It's just, I like
I'm
this game. I find this amusing game.
Thank
you very much, Alan.
All right, way to go.
Take care.
All right, see
you. See you later. Are you done?
What if he doesn't come back, Mike?
Is he leaving?
Then I'm 100 ahead of you, 100 and a half ahead of you.
He's leaving. Is he not coming back?
He's not coming back.
This is not good.
He's not coming back.
This is not good at all. Alan? Oh, he's got luck.
No, here he comes. He's coming back.
There he is. There he is.
Counting money.
Okay.
He's coming back. He's coming back.
Wonderful.
One, two, $350. That's nice.
That's good. That's good. Yeah, you're.
Give Mike another 150.
You're
drop something.
All right. Thank you. Thank you very much.
I'm not keeping count, so you guys have.
No, I'm keeping count. That's 350 each.
Okay, great.
Thank you very much.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you, Alan. Much appreciated.
Did you say 350 each?
One, two, three.
I'm 50 short here. There you go. Thanks. Thanks very much. That is the.
There you go.
Okay. Well, now. Now, Mike, now I'm way ahead of you because I've got one, two, three, four. I got
remember
five.
That part where I was walking out earlier?
I've got $500 now.
Really?
Now, you guys did a terrific job this, as every year.
Right. And
once again.
Maybe some is extra because I'm program director.
Yeah, maybe it is.
That must be it.
That must be it. Is that what it is?
Well, that's making up for the door slamming.
For the door slamming. Oh, okay. All right. I understand.
Thank you very much, Alan.
All right. Take care.
Bye-bye. Oh, hold on. Here he comes.
Right back again.
Forgot something for you, Mike.
Thank you very much. For Mike. All right, that's good. I'll accept that. I'll accept that.
All right?
Yeah, that's fine.
You guys
fun.
Happy now?
That's fine.
Yes, very happy. Thank you.
Absolutely. Okay.
Be a little happier.
Okay, good. There's more.
There you go. There's okay now.
Thank you.
This is true trickle down.
Thank you.
I'm tapped out.
Yeah, that's good. Thank you.
Can I have my quarters back, please?
Yeah, you can have your quarters back.
I think I'm still ahead of you.
But the program director thing, I accept that.
You guys worked that out.
I completely accept
that. Congratulations. Great job, Buzz. You too.
Thank you.
Thank you, Alan.
Thank you. Bye-bye. There he goes. Alan, line one.
What'd you get total?
One, two, three, four, five, 50.
$450. But you take the difference and divide it among the troops because I'm not giving this to anybody else. There you go.
Here's what I'm going to do. Buzz?
Yes?
Wait a minute. Hold on.
Calculator?
No. No, I'm going into my own pocket now.
Getting out his own money.
Gonna break it down.
Smaller bills, probably.
That's 20 for Buzz.
I'll send it right over.
You would send that over to Buzz.
Very nice.
Me.
Thank you.
From me and Mike.
That's very nice of you.
And let me see. Rube?
I can hear thank you. I can
of course.
Use that.
From Mike and I. This is all coming out of my part of the money now.
Yes, yes.
Robe, here's 50 for you.
Oh, thank you.
Really?
And,
really? Really?
And, let's see, Lisa? There's 20 for you, honey. No, you know what? Here's 40. There's 40 for you. Thank you. Don't forget, you rated me, whatever it is you rated me.
I rated you.
Hey, Don?
Oh, no, you don't want the money? You don't want it?
She just kept walking.
She left
She's
it.
Very upset.
She left it.
Oh, wow.
She left it.
That's odd.
Rob, give another 20 to Buzz.
All right.
Well, thank you.
There you go. And bonus party.
Lisa, I've still got $20 here with your name on it. Right here, Lisa, $20 with your name on it.
Well, what a nice little windfall. You know what?
As a matter of fact, let me see. So that leaves me with, hold on, I think I've still got the original 1, 2, 3... Four, five. I've still got my original $550.
Right
here.
Okay.
And let me see. I think that I will give away probably.
He's thinking about.
Wow, I'm thinking about giving it away to our listeners.
Right.
I think that probably. I'm going to. Let me think about it.
Let's wait. You know, this is an important decision he's going to make because.
When he does that.
No, I'm with you.
Hey, no matter what.
Whatever
you decide.
You need it.
Whatever you decide.
You need it right now.
I'm not going to be a bad guy. Whatever you decide, I will match it.
I'm not making you a bad guy.
For the listeners, I will match it. For the listeners, I will match it.
Then you'd have to take money out of your own pocket. Because I have more than you have.
You going to give the whole thing?
I'm thinking about it.
To the listeners?
I'm thinking about it.
Well, then I'd have to do the same thing.
All right, well, then how about...
You know what?
Hey, Lisa, come get your $20.
Why is Lisa upset?
Because I gave Buzz 20 and I gave her 40. I was just goofing
gave,
up there.
Right? Buzz, then Buzz should be upset.
But she didn't take one of her 20, so now I'm right. Up to 40.
Here she comes.
Take your 20. Come on, get out of here. Okay, now. All right, Lisa, come back.
Come back, Lisa.
Lisa, here's another 20.
Okay. All right, now Buzz and Lisa get 40.
Mm-hmm. And wait a minute, hold on. Lisa?
Yeah.
There's three more.
43?
So you got more than Buzz. No? No? You don't want the three? What's the problem, honey? What's the problem?
I don't know. I don't understand. What are we doing with the listeners, though?
Let me figure this out.
I've still got it. You know what I'm doing? It's not visiting my wallet yet because I...
Let me figure the staff out first.
All right. Staff isn't done yet.
Lisa Hearn didn't come back here. Lisa Hearn didn't come back here right now. That is a direct order. Please come back here.
Here she comes.
All right. What do you want, the same as Rob?
No.
You want more than Rob?
No. Do you think this is what I deserve, then this is what I will take.
Take three more. So technically you got more than Buzz.
No, that's okay. If you think that I deserve $40 out of all that, then I will take this $40 gladly.
How much did I give you, Rob?
We've earned this $40.
We gave Rob 50.
I gave Rob 50?
Yeah.
Here's 43.
No, thank you.
You'll take the 40, but not the extra 3?
Mm-hmm.
All right, here you go, Rob.
I'll take it. Thank
53.
You.
53.
53, Rob. A lot of exits and entrances today on the show.
All right. It's called motivation, honey.
Now, is the staff done?
Well, Buzz?
Yes.
Well, see, now Buzz makes a pretty penny.
I was going to say that's one of the reasons why Buzz is going to...
Go back and get all the money back from Buzz.
All of it?
All of it.
All right.
Because Buzz, you make plenty of money.
Yeah. So are you going to put Buzz's money in the kitty for the listeners?
No, I'm going to give Buzz's money to Lisa.
Thank you, Buzz. Right.
There we go.
Lisa doesn't make a lot of money.
Right. True.
Lisa, would you come back here, please?
So that means that Lisa's total will now be $80.
$80. Mm-hmm. I give her here. Hi, Lisa.
Yes.
Take 20 more.
Why? You think I deserve 40, then I'm going to take 40.
Here,
who cares how much money I make? If I don't have the motivation and I deserve $40, then I will take the $40.
All right, well, then, if we're really talking about motivation...
Then here's it back. Is that what you wanted? Is that what you were going to say?
No. Here, take 60.
How much? No, I will take the 40 that you think that I rightfully deserve.
I am effing with you, but you are being so serious about it.
It's because
you are taking the fun out of it.
I have so much work to do. You see how hard I work back there. $40 worth of hard work.
All right, listen, okay. All right, I'll tell you what. Here's $40 for that, and here's the $40 for working with Joe.
Thank you.
As
that
right.
I will take.
Are you going to give anything out of that to Joe?
Rob, give me the $3 back.
Sure.
Give me the $3 back. There, that's for Joe.
Okay.
If you feel he deserves it. How much of the $3 do you feel Joe deserves as a ratings bonus?
Three.
All three.
Three out of the $3, I think he deserves three.
Are you guys ready?
Okay.
Are you guys ready for a surprise?
Yeah.
All right. Out of my own pocket, there's $20 for Joe, who gets my lunch every day. And found the new deli. Sorry, I know that upsets you, Lisa, but there you go.
So basically what this is saying is if it's based on how hard you work, Joe gets 20, and technically I really only got 40.
Honey, I give you 80.
I'll give Joe 23 and I'm happy with the 80. Thank you very much.
If it's based on whining, you ought to start writing us checks right now.
Oh, now don't flip him off. All right, so we have left. Let me see. I have 100, 200, 300, 400. Oh, I'm down 50 now somehow in this mess.
Huh. Okay.
I have $500.
Well, with all this money talk now, we got to... Hold on. And I have three. Wait a minute. I put it in my wallet. When did I put it in my wallet? Wait, one.
Keep it.
Two.
Keep it. Keep it.
Three.
You need it for the lawyer.
Mm-hmm. Three.
As a matter of fact, Mike, hold on. You know what? Let me do this.
Yeah, the 300 is, are we going to give it one lump sum to listeners?
No, here's what I want to do.
What?
First, let me ask you.
Yes.
To keep your money.
Yes.
And let me... put $100.
Why is Wendell here? Why is Wendell in the studio?
Hi, Wendell.
Hey, you know, the Chunks shared their stone crabs with the unsung support staff here at the station.
Look at Wendell. Look at Wendell. That's balls for on old Smoot's part.
We got a call from Alan? He doesn't even have the courtesy to shut the door in our faces.
There's $20.
I'm not going to split this up 15 ways.
Wendell, you got the balls. You get to keep the 20. You get to keep the 20, Wendell.
Take $20.
There you go.
Okay.
Out of here. There you go. Thank you very much.
He's happy. He's happy.
He had the stones to come here and do
All right,
that.
Now, Mike is...
Yes.
Incidentally, I'm getting an instant message from John in New York who thinks he should get some money.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
John, you stop bitching me about the commercials, and maybe next time I'll give you some money.
There you go.
Now.
All right.
Mike?
And Johnny, Mr. Constant, Tino, let me remind you I buy you beer sometime.
Mike?
I'll do it next time, John. We'll go out and I'll buy everything.
I know... what you are going through.
Yes.
Put that money away.
Uh-huh.
And let me add to the Mike O'Mara Legal Defense Fund $100.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Now,
with that said...
With my remaining money.
Yes.
Which is... you keep that.
I'm waiting. I'm waiting to see what you do because I'll tell you, it's important, in my opinion... for our listening audience, to reap the rewards of this money. When we talk about money for this amount of time, everybody out there listening...
Well, then give me the $100 back for the Michael Mara defense.
All right, there's the $100 back, because I know you're going to give it away.
One, two, three, four. I got $500 I'll give away right now.
Okay. All right.
Money that we just pressured Alan into.
Right.
I'll give it away.
You got to add... See, I like round numbers. You're going to add $400 of mine to that.
So we have $900.
$900, and we got to kick that over. We got to kick that over.
Two, three.
You got to make that $1,000. Somebody's got to win $1,000. Where are we going to get the other money now? Wendell.
All right, hold on.
No, all right.
All right, it's my own money. There you go. Here's an extra $100. So now.
Now you're in the hole like $200.
I know.
After we got our bonus.
Right. We have $1,000.
At this rate, if we don't get good ratings too often, you can just about break even.
That's 100, 200, 300, 400,
right.
500, 600, 700, 800, 900,
mm-hmm.
$1,000.
Right.
$1,000.
Right back at you.
What was right. that?
I got flipped off by Lisa again.
Here's what we can do.
Uh-huh.
Let's start with call 100. We'll give away $100 to the first 10 callers.
That's a nice, fair way to do it.
$100 each mm-hmm. for the first 10 callers.
Good, beautiful.
Of the green cash money right here.
I like that.
The only thing we're going to ask is that you got to be from Washington, D.C.
And you're going to make them do anything at all other than just call in.
Just call in.
Okay, just call in.
Buddy. You're listening to the show.
It's as simple as
That's
that.
That's it. You're pledging your allegiance. That's it. You call in.
Incredible.
I know it's incredible. But frankly, it's not about the money.
Right.
It's about the exercise of getting the money
right
out of Alan Limewine.
And it is always good to give away some more money on this show whenever we get the opportunity. And obviously, we had an opportunity today.
Of course. So, the deal is, you got to be from D.C., though, because that's what we got the original bonus from Alan Ford.
That's correct.
It's for Washington, D.C.
Right.
So right now, at the end of the day, we have $900 to give away to our listeners. Buzz, you got...
Zero.
Correct.
That's right, huh?
Rob, you got...
$50. Thank you.
Lisa got...
80?
40 or 80. I lost track.
And
I don't remember what she got.
And Joe got...
20 from me.
20
and plus the 3. 23 from me.
Wendell got 20.
$23. Right. Wendell got 20.
You're in the hole a little money.
Yeah.
I broke even.
Right. Way out. My wife is going to kill me when I get home today. She's gonna, I know she's listening to this right now,
right.
too. And she's going to say, you started off with $550.
I understand.
And you come home minus money. Mm-hmm. That's okay with
but
me.
But when everything shakes loose, when you get done with it, we always, this is our new thing that we do, and I like doing it that
we
way.
Do it, right?
I feel better doing it that way.
Mm-hmm. Sure, you don't want $100 for the Michael Mara Defense Fund?
No, I do not. I'll be okay.
How about?
I'll be okay. I'm going to work on that this afternoon. I've got meetings this afternoon to discuss that bill.
Ah. Let me ask if one of our listeners maybe would donate.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see how many of our listeners would be willing to donate to the Michael Mara Legal Defense Fund. FOMs. Friends of Mike. You know how there were the FOBs?
Right.
Friends of Bill?
Yeah, they do it for Bill Clinton, right?
Yes,
yeah,
they do.
Absolutely.
You know, they wouldn't have to donate their whole money. Couldn't they just donate a portion? Callers 100 through 110 will be given $100.
No, I'm not taking... I can't do it, Rob. I can't do it. I can't do it. I'm well compensated at this job. As Don said before, the bonus is the paycheck we get for working here, and I can't take my legal defense money. It's not defense money, for God's sake. I can't take my family law money from our listeners' mouths. Can't do it.
You can't do it if they want to donate
do
it to you.
Huh?
What if they insist?
You know, for snicks, just for chuckles between you and me, not for public consumption, I'm going to write down. Do I get a packet? Yeah, I got a packet. I'm going to write down what the total is right now.
For your divorce? Okay, let's see. Well, you've paid already in legal fees.
I haven't paid yet.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Ladies and gentlemen, I urge you.
Wow.
I urge you to think about donating to the Michael Mara Family Law Fund with this money we're giving away now.
Right.
Call Dial Reckless and You Animals, and we'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Hamilton, come over here. What are you doing?
I'm changing.
But you took off your Captain Hook uniform.
Well, I thought I'd put my street clothes on for the drive over to IBM. The uniform's kind of uncomfortable.
Hamilton, you're going over there as a representative of Captain Hook Fish and Chips. Part of our image, part of our appeal is that uniform. You know that.
You really want me to put this stuff back on?
Yes, I do. Show a little pride.
Yes, sir.
The Don and Mike Show. Day-to-day struggle to find the worst in people. The Don and Mike Show.
Doesn't seem to be a problem.
Not at all.
Tomorrow on the show, live at a Catholic church in Washington, D.C., priest Phil McCracken
will be dancing for you.
We'll be giving away candy, dancing to NSYNC, and professing his love for Lance Bass and Justin Timberlake.
He might have some, like, Justin Timberlake, Lance Bass items to give away, too, right?
Tomorrow, with a bullhorn in front of various Catholic churches.
Very exciting.
A guy wearing a priest outfit. Also, tomorrow on the show, moms and dads, what would you do to win a trip to Cancun, Mexico?
Got some wonderful acts lined up for tomorrow. Should be a lot of fun.
We've got a pretty busy show. A show that's been kind of all over the place.
Right.
And not all of the moms and dads that have called in have gotten on the air.
Sure.
But we have a nice little roundup of moms and pops coming in tomorrow.
Should be nice.
Good. To perform their various acts. Now let's give away the money that Alan Ludwan just gave to us. And here is Lisa Herndon. Hi, Lisa.
Hi. I want to be the first to offer my money for the Mike O'Mara Friends of Mike.
Oh, that's very sweet, but I can't take it from you. But thank you. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Thank you. That's very nice. That's a peace offering. Thank you.
It was. I was hoping, you know, that you and I could put all of our hate and anger and all of the, you know, the problems that we have.
Yes, the issues.
Between us.
Yeah.
You know, put them aside and be able to carry on like the professionals in which we are.
I know. And I, well, you know what?
Or at least I try to be.
Consider it done. considerate.
Thanks. I appreciate that.
Thank you very much.
And I'll be writing you a check for all my whining a little bit later.
Okay, no problem. I appreciate that. Thank you very much. Okay, great. Thank you.
From the heart.
Thanks a lot. Thank you. Thank you. That's very nice. Right. From your ticker, Rob. I appreciate that. Thank you, Lisa. Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
Hello, Don.
Toodaloo ass.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hi, who is this?
This is Kurt.
Hi, Kurt. Where are you calling from?
From Beltsville, Maryland.
My friend, given to us by management, and we proudly give it to you, a brand new $100 bill.
You guys are amazing.
Yeah! Now, let me give you the opportunity. Do you want to keep this money?
DC hails you. Well, for the Don, for the Mike O'Mara Divorce Fund.
For the Friend of Mike Fund.
You know what? I love Mike to death. I really do. Can I delay that until I get my tax refund?
Yes, of course. Yes, absolutely. I'll accept that. Just send me the letter.
Feel no pressure.
And that's a great line for everybody that wins the money, too. Wait till they get their tax refund.
All right.
That's what I'm going to do.
Very good. Now, Joe, make sure.
Thanks, Buzz.
You bet.
Joe, make sure that you get that guy's information to clear the line out.
Very good.
And, Mike, I want you to know I have no intention of giving my money to you, but when the telethon comes up,
right,
I will donate my time.
Thank you very much, Robin. I know how valuable that is.
Mike.
Right. I've dined with the Farish people.
All right. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hello?
Yeah, who's this?
This is Bruce.
Hey, Bruce, where are you from?
Washington.
Bruce, right here. Two $50 bills, cash money.
I'll give one to Mike.
From us to you.
I'll give one to Mike, then.
Can't accept it. Tell him to wait for his tax refund. $100 goes for this listener.
Sure, Mike?
Can't take it from the listener.
That's a hefty bill you got.
Against my code. Can't
All
do
right.
it. Rather go to the poorhouse.
All right. Thank you,
gentlemen.
Thank you. Thank you for listening. Hold on, please. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi.
Hi, who's this?
This is Carol.
Carol, where are you from?
Alexandria.
Oh. Carol?
Yes.
A $100 bill for you.
Fantastic.
Given to us by our slimy, spineless general manager.
Way to go, Carol.
You guys are the best.
Alan Linewood, thank you for listening to the show.
All right.
There's the goodwill.
Why even ask her?
Yeah, exactly. Because right. Well, she probably knows I would have taken it.
None of it was coming your way on that one, Mike. Hello, Donna, Mike Show.
Part of your 4% is proud 4% that's been listening for 16 years.
Oh, isn't that great? A guy that's unemployed gets the money.
Good hearing this.
What's your name, my friend?
God bless you, Dave.
Dave, where are you from?
Columbia, Maryland, right there on the borderline of your radio signal.
All right, now, Dave, make sure that when you get your money, you get the 1, 2, 3, 4, the 5 $20 bills.
Oh, right. God bless you.
All right, thank you.
And, Mike, I'm not ashamed to donate some of that to you post-tax time.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
Thank you.
And, you know, you give it to me, though, I'll just end up doing what I always do with it. I give it to Madonna friends.
Hello. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi.
Hi, who's this?
This is Virginia.
Hi, Virginia. Where are you from?
Clifton, Virginia.
Hey, Virginia from Virginia.
Yeah.
Let's see, how about $250 bills for you?
Well, that's very nice, but I know that Mike needs it much worse than I do.
Well, you know what? Wait till tax time's passed. Very good. When you get your refund, thank you very much.
Thank you, and hold on, please. Remember, you get $250s.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you for listening.
She sounded fetching.
$250. Actually, Mike, there's a guy in the lobby who would like to make a donation to you on his own.
Really? Really? Is there?
Yeah, would you bring the guy that...
Bring him in.
What it says, a guy in the lobby...
Right, does he...
To donate to Mike O'Mara.
Does he sell t-shirts?
I don't know. All right. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike, you rock.
Yeah, thank you. Who's this?
Richard.
Where are you from?
Ashburn, Virginia.
Right here, $50 bills for you.
Appreciate.
Thank you for listening to the show.
Kick ass.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Frankly, I'm amazed that Line 1 came up with the money.
Pretty good. I mean, it's been a good day for a lot of people.
And Mike here, before we give away the rest of the money that we were given as a bonus, here comes a guy into the studio.
Come on in, sir. Come on in.
And what's your name, my friend?
Dave.
Dave?
Dave.
Yes, thank you.
Dave, where are you from?
Actually, Bladensburg.
Bladensburg, Maryland.
Right.
Very good.
And?
I just want to give Mike $10 of my own money.
Thank you. Thank you. But as so I've nice. Said before, Dave, your heart's in the right place, but we're going to wait till after those refund checks come in. But
okay.
I appreciate it.
Can I donate to Buzz then?
Yeah, you can donate to Buzz if you choose. Absolutely. Yeah. Buzz is right over there.
Hi. Hi, Dave. Nice to meet you.
Yeah, you go around to the news cubicle. He'd appreciate that.
There you go.
Buzz loves money.
It'd be nice if he could stay for the news.
He's welcome.
Buzz, do you think if he gives you $10?
I have no problem with it.
He'd have
to.
Buzz, that was Rob's idea.
Thank you, Rob.
Hey, Buzz, ask him if he'd like to stay for the
nice
news.
To meet you.
Hey, I'd like to stay for the news, Dave.
Would you like to stay in the news studio?
No, I got to get going.
He's got to go earn more money.
Lucky man. That was Rob's idea.
Oh, it's fine with me.
Thank
there you go.
Friend.
He's welcome here.
Thank you. There he goes.
This is a funny, curious little show today.
Guy is leaving the building.
Oh, what a day. And I like this music. This is giveaway cash music.
Hello there, Don and Mike show.
Hey, am I one of the 10 callers?
Yes, you are. What's your name, my friend?
My name is Lee.
Lee, where are you from?
Right down the road in Fairfax.
Lee, a $100 bill for you. Thank you, my friend.
Beautiful. Thank you.
Thank you for listening.
This is great. And Don's being very organized with the cash. Every time he gives it away, puts it over to one pile.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Who's this?
This is Drew.
Drew, where are you from?
Gettysburg, Maryland.
Enjoy a $100 bill given to us by our boss.
Thank you very much, Mike. It's yours for the taking.
Wait till after tax refund time, sir.
Thank you, my friend. Because really, we wouldn't have these great ratings if not for you guys.
Absolutely.
And it's fun to get Alan to give us money.
It is.
And then it's more fun because, you know, it pisses Alan off that he goes to the time and money to get the purchase order
right.
to get the money, and then we just turn around and give it away.
And we give it away. Yeah, absolutely. It's our new thing. I like doing that.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Oops, hold on. That is a deadline. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, Don and Mike. Guys rock.
Thanks. Who's this?
That's for Tim. This is Jamie from Stafford.
Jamie, $100 bill for you.
Thanks, sir.
$100 bill. Thank you for listening.
Great. Thanks.
We are down to the final $100 bill.
Very important call coming up.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don. This is Richard. How you doing?
Hi, Dick. Where are you from?
Ashburn, Virginia. You guys rock.
My friend, you have won the final $100 of our ratings bonus.
Awesome. Hey, can I buzz? Can I buy some weed?
Thank you, my friend. Thank you for listening to the show.
You can now.
Kick ass.
We appreciate it. Thank you so much.
There it goes. The money has left the studio. It will be distributed among all our listeners. That's why.
Yay.
All right. That's the way to do it.
Thank you guys for listening. We do appreciate it. And now let's go to the soulless bastard in the next room.
Yes, yes, the man who took the $10 bill from the listener.
Took $10 from the listener.
I needed the love. I needed the love.
You need the love?
Yeah.
Christ, we gave away our money, Buzz.
That's true, you did. And I'll give away mine.
Okay. Will you? Radio was strictly
I will.
I like
one
somebody
man
keeping the money.
Away to bring
I like
good
that.
News to his people.
Buzz.
Me. He made it up.
Buzz, what is your lead story today?
Today, clean.
You kept the $10?
Well, that could be it. Or it could be that they're cleaning up after a weekend biker bash.
All right. Yeah. Stay tuned, everybody.
Stay tuned for news and comments,
Coming
up on the Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike Show. That was very
professional.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-265-3636. From D.C. on WJFM. 1067. And from New York City on WNEW. 877-692-1027. They're ready to believe you.
Right, right.
Aha.
Aha.
Ladies, show some pink.
Yeah.
To Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Tomorrow on the show, what would your mom and dad do to win a trip to Cancun, Mexico?
Oh, that's going to be hot.
Courtesy of Dos Equis. Still time. Call in 877-365-3636 and sign your mom and dad up for the contest, which will be tomorrow. Also tomorrow on the show, as we mentioned, Priest Phil McCracken in front of the Catholic Church with the whole NSYNC thing.
Giving out candy.
And now here is Buzz Dan Dancing. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Donna Mike. Thousands of bikers have pulled out of a Nevada town after a violent weekend gathering. A brawl between rival motorcycle gangs left 3 people dead and more than a dozen injured. Police in Laughlin, Nevada are still investigating. They say there were at least 5 dozen people involved from the Hells Angels and Mongols gang. One Hells Angel's been arrested on murder charges. The gathering was the 20th annual River Run, in which the bikers cruise the town's main drag, listen to live music, and gamble at the city's 9 casinos. A U.S. Airways passenger says the FBI told him his flight to Orlando was sent back to Philadelphia because several passengers of Middle Eastern descent were causing suspicion.
Hello.
The passenger says he was told that these passengers had purchased one-way tickets with cash.
Mm-hmm.
He says the same thing had happened, he was told, with two other planes out of Houston and Baltimore. The FBI won't confirm any of this, but it will say that these suspicious passengers on that Philly to Orlando flight yesterday were talking to no one in particular. One man was reportedly talking downward toward his chest, but ultimately, all of the so-called suspicious passengers were interviewed and released with no charges filed against any of them.
Man, that is scary. So the plane took off with the people on it.
Right. Yeah, 140-some people aboard.
It would seem to me that, you know, you do the one-way purchase with cash.
Right.
And, you know, maybe before the plane takes off,
catch
you might want to
do the
interview. Likes, dislikes, turn-ons,
right,
turn-offs,
right.
Clothing.
Hey, Mike, where is the, did you buy the Dale Earnhardt statue?
Oh, God almighty. It is sitting in my garage again.
Would you please bring it in tomorrow?
I will remember to bring it in. I rushed out of the house today, and I will bring it in today, I promise.
Because yesterday, when I was watching the NASCAR, Dale Jr. Got in a wreck, a bad wreck, slammed the driver's side of the car against the wall.
Wow.
And he was a little woozy, get out of the car, and you know, and,
you hit that hard, that's pretty bad for ye.
the announcers, they're all uptight, because, you know, because God needed a driver.
Yeah,
you know?
We don't need two, though.
And
not senior and junior.
Talk about bad timing.
Yeah.
So they show Dale Earnhardt Jr., and he's all wobbly, and the guy on TV is trying to make excuses.
Right.
They're trying to let all the fellow necks like myself feel good about this. He just got the stuffing knocked out of him. He just got the wind knocked out of him. Meanwhile, the guy looks like, you know, he's one step away from just collapsing.
Right.
The first commercial they go to, it's with Dale Earnhardt.
Oh.
And what he's doing is he's being a designated driver.
It's Dale Jr.? Dale Jr.?
Oh, yeah, Dale Jr.
Oh,
no, if it was Dale Sr.
Wow. Well, you know, technically, he's my designated driver. He's with me all the time.
Could have been for, like, a crash test dummy.
Looked like I was driving the car, it was Dale Sr.
Step on it, Bernard.
But, I just thought it was incredible, poor timing, that they just showed the crash a thousand different ways, and they go out of their way of saying without saying, incidentally, his daddy died a year ago.
Right.
And then they go to, you know, da 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 da. They go to break, and the first spot right there.
It's him.
It's Dale Earnhardt Jr.
Whoop, man, oh man. Talking about designated drivers.
He was the designated driver.
Oh,
he was driving a drunk guy around.
Excellent.
In his race car.
Oh, there you go. Hey, wouldn't that be fun? Can you imagine every time you got really loaded at a bar or something like that, you didn't want to drive home, you'd have a race car driver drive you home?
That'd
be good for me.
Yeah. I know you don't want to give the name of the place.
Yeah.
Did you buy that statue near where you live?
Yeah.
At a little country store?
Yep.
Say hello to Tom, the man who sold it to you.
I sold it to my wife. My wife actually picked it up for me.
Tom?
Hi, guys.
You got me. It has been a long time.
I really
since
got you.
You got me hook, line, and sinker. It is Tom. Hello. Hey, Tom, I enjoyed buying that statue from you.
Yeah.
Can you spell statue, please?
Starnen.
Starnen.
How do you spell NASCAR?
NASCAR?
Yes.
NANGER.
Nanger. Perfect. Can you spell speed?
Who?
Speed.
Speed?
Speed.
Speed. Speed.
Like the car is going fast. Speed.
S-P-E-E-D.
Hey, very good.
Can you spell race car?
R-A-C-E. R-A-N-I-C-E.
Tom, here's a good one.
Race Ranis.
Hey,
Race Ranis.
Can you spell Ford?
F-O-O-R-D.
Ford.
How about Chevy?
I can't do the other one.
How about automobile?
No, do another one, Mike.
VW.
What?
VW.
Do another one.
That is tough. Spell BMW.
BMW.
Good. How about Goodyear?
Good. G-O-O-D. Y-R-E-D.
Goodyear. You're doing great today, Tom.
Hey, wow. Tom, we got to go. How about one more? How about UPS?
UPS?
Yeah.
UPS. Hey, Mike?
Yes, Tom?
I got some, you know that,
Right.
You know,
thank you,
Tom. You know when you saw me at the last show?
What?
You know when you saw me at the last, Sully?
I remembered it like it was yesterday.
And I got some pictures from the last show.
Keep them. How do you spell soulless bastard?
I will send them to you and you put them on your own website.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
How do you spell... That wasn't for you, Mike. That was for Buzz.
For keeping the money.
For keeping the money.
Right.
Soulless, as in having no soul.
Mm-hmm.
What now?
Soulless.
Exactly, Tom.
S-O-L-D-L-I-F-T.
Bastard.
Watch it.
Yeah,
exactly, Tom.
Incidentally, if you were keeping track, the first verb was sold lift.
Okay. Bye, Tom.
Hey, can I come down tomorrow?
No. Bye, Tom.
Bye, Mike.
Hey, Tom, take us to break.
Bye, Tom.
What?
You want to take us to break?
Yeah.
Say we'll be right back.
We'll be right back after these messages.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The home of Mr. Joe Artinger. The Don and Mike Show.
Right, right.
The Don and Mike Show.
Now, once again, here is
everyone.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Donna Mike. It didn't take long. Morgue pictures of Lisa Left Eye Lopes have turned up on the internet. Lopes died instantly in an accident in Honduras last week. Officials say she was speeding and passing a truck when she hit another vehicle, lost control of her SUV, and flipped it. The internet photo was apparently taken just before this weekend's autopsy. In it, she's wearing a pink top with cartoon monkeys, and her right eye appears to be partially open. Another photo shows her coffin in a morgue hallway while a cleaning lady mops up around it. Quoting TLC's manager, it is very distasteful.
Oh,
the ew. Los Angeles Times.
That was just for someone in this room. Not necessarily for me.
Gotcha. Really?
Not for me.
Really?
For someone in this room.
Why?
No gets a certain attraction out of death.
Wow.
That's all.
Who would that be?
I might be looking at him.
What? Death?
Based on your love of that, six feet under.
Oh, God. All that's right. Rajan, I have no idea where you were with that.
Yeah. I mean,
that's scary because I know the way you're acting, I know you're talking about me, and I'm going, what is going on there?
Great 6 feet under, is it?
I love yeah. 6 feet under.
The construction guy gets killed last night.
It was a pretty incredible episode last night when the guy got hit with the lunchbox.
Yeah, I was talking about the girl from TLC. Pitching a tent.
No necrophilia for me, Donnie.
No.
No way.
The Los Angeles Times reports that parents in South Korea are sending their preschoolers for surgery so they can speak better English. The paper says the outpatient surgery snips the tissue under the tongue. The extra tongue freedom supposedly makes it easier to pronounce the L and R sounds.
See how it's working. Not working too good, Buzz.
Not at all. They're pre-surgery, I think. These are the L and R sounds, of course, that have stigmatized so many Asian Americans for so many years.
Oh, that's great.
But some experts say the problem is more cultural than surgical.
That's light, Buzz.
Oh, quit rowdy gagging.
And that only a few people would truly be helped by the surgery. Quoting one South Korean language instructor, English is almost a national religion there.
English, you mean?
English.
Everything fits on a Ritz, even rats.
You mean everything sits on a Ritz, even less.
In St. Joseph, Missouri, a grade school girl has found a dead mouse in a sleeve of Ritz crackers.
Wow.
You're right.
At first, young Rebecca Fraser thought it was mold because it was really more of a layer than a lump inside that sleeve. The family has turned down the company's money-back offer, and the family's called a lawyer. Quoting the dad, it's not a big financial thing. It's more the humiliation of my daughter. Quoting a company spokeswoman, we've not had similar complaints with this product. It's an isolated incident.
Hey, it's more the humiliation of his daughter. Yeah, he hasn't talked to a lawyer.
No, obviously not. Long way to go for a Sopranos update. HBO says Sarah Jessica Parker's pregnancy will shorten the upcoming season of Sex and the City.
Okay. Hi, Donna Mike.
Hi, Tony.
The new season, which begins in mid-July, will only be 8 episodes instead of the original 13. Production on that show starts up again next week in New York. Now, HBO says the 4th season of The Sopranos begins in mid to late September.
Eat me.
Yeah, really. What has it been, 2 years?
It seems like it, almost.
It's ridiculous.
They took more than a year off.
What do you think about that, Uncle June?
Hey, Don and Mike.
Yeah. Lord, you don't know could fill a book.
I don't understand. Come on, get out of the air. Put it out of the air.
A male stripper in suburban New Orleans has been charged with taking a stage show a little too far.
How do you like this, ladies?
36-year-old Don Falgost has been booked on sexual battery charges after pulling a woman on stage, lifting her dress, and fondling her. The 42-year-old woman is disabled, and because she has trouble walking, was unable to pull herself away from the stripper.
Oh, my God.
The next day...
No! Don't do this to me!
Oh, that's what they all say, baby. Come on, man. You like it. You like it.
Next no!
She called the police. They got the traveling roadshow stripper to turn himself in.
Oh, God.
In sports in the NBA, Detroit and Sacramento can wrap up their best-of-five series tonight. The Pistons are in Toronto, and the Kings play at Utah.
Robbie, why are you doing this to me?
Because you came out to see my junk.
And in the NHL, Colorado and the LA Kings play the final game of their best-of-seven series tonight. The winner goes on to the Western Conference semifinals.
The LA Kings.
Is that the retired Los Angeles Kings, the AARP Kings?
Yes, yes, it is. Like the Larry King Kings. Lay Kings.
Lay King, hi. And finally, a farmer from Manitoba, Canada, is suing his doctors. The Edmonton Journal reports that this man contracted that flesh-eating bacteria disease after having colon surgery.
Oh.
And had to have his buttocks amputated.
Wow.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show. Wow.
Strong finish, Buzz.
Yeah. Sorry, we're out of time.
Show, what would your mom and dad do in the trip to Cancun?
Yeah.
Good day to you, sir.
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 And,
so, toodaloo.
Ask.
Till we meet again, Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.
Members of the Don and Mike Show travel by Amtrak. Call 800-USA-RAIL to make your Amtrak reservation today. The Amtrak promise? Satisfaction guaranteed. This is the Don and Mike Show.